Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra, live transmission from a very packed hall, I must say. A very packed hall. Some people are standing. I'm impressed. I welcome each and every one of you here. You have shown to the whole world that even in Dubai, that indeed Biafrans are not just here, but that they are formidable. Here in Dubai. I'm impressed. Massively impressed. If we ask each and every one of you to introduce yourselves, we'll be here till tomorrow morning. It's a good thing that this is being captured for posterity. That there are brave and indomitable Biafrans here in Dubai. And they are here to do justice to this very call. That wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of your persuasion, your orientation, your creed and your belief, that we have one thing in common, the pursuit of the absolute and comprehensive sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That's why we are here, to preach this gospel before you. We welcome each and every person, regardless of your time zone, regardless of your continent, regardless of your country, your city, your town, regardless of your village, your hamlet. Anywhere you are on this planet, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Our brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, we have come to Dubai to preach the gospel of Chukwu Abiama. The gospel that will restore hope where once there was hopelessness. This very gospel will bring light where there has been darkness. This very gospel will bring succor to those of them that have been economically and politically marginalized, left at the fringe of affairs. Those of them today being deported. Those of them today being bombed to smithereens. Those of them being denied their livelihood by taking away their shops and their businesses. Those of them whose mothers and grandmothers are being raped in our villages. Those of them who are trekking through Sahara Desert, swimming through the Mediterranean, doing all manner of menial jobs just to survive. Biafra is for you. When we restore this very glorious place upon this earth, you shall return there in triumph, not just to live and have dignity of life and purpose, but also to worship Chukwu Abiama, your Lord and your God, for the rest of your lives. That's why we are here. Biafra to us is a religion. This is the only way we worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. I was somewhere and they told me that somebody stopped believing in what Radio Biafra is preaching. And they asked him why. He said, because I've been looking through the Italian Bible and I have not seen Chukwu Abiama in it. He doesn't know that Chukwu Abiama is God. That Chukwu Abiama is the only name that God in heaven understands. They don't know that. We are here to preach this very gospel. If you follow this message of salvation, Biafra will come. If you abandon it and jettison it, Biafra will not come. This very generation of young, strong men, I can't believe it. No wonder Enugu is empty. Everything is here in Dubai. Everybody is here. I'm amazed and also delighted that we asked you to come and you came. This evening we will worship God together here because Radio Biafra is a service. We have morning service, we have evening service, and I must thank Kuchem Efo, who has been deputizing. I was traveling all the way from Rome to Dubai via Istanbul in Turkey. So I couldn't anchor last night's program. I couldn't anchor this morning's program. But we are here doing what we have been asked to do. To get Biafra is the reason why I was born. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come and not man. And my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I come from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. That's where I come from. That is the land of my ancestors. That is where you have Ojukwu Bunker. That is the last stand of Biafra. In my village. In Okpulisiokwe. In my father's compound. My grandfather was the high priest. The same tree where he used to offer sacrifice to Chukwu Abiama is host to Jugu Banko, where Biafra last stood. It's only befitting that we do all we can to resurrect Biafra once again from its source. I come from Afara. If you put B-I in front of it, it is Biafra. And my father's name is Israel. There is nothing that convinces me that my existence on earth is not designed to engender the coming of Biafra. From the day that my father met my mother, it's all about Biafra till this very day. That is what I will do till the day I die. That very land of my ancestors where I come from, that land where I was born, is where I will die, where I will be buried. The same way it has been for thousands of years. That is why I fight for Biafra. That is why I love my country. That is why I will sacrifice anything for Biafra. I will give up anything for my country. Because that is the only thing worth loving in life. Biafra. Everything else is immaterial. Only Biafra counts. That is why any obstacle stupid enough to stand in our way will be destroyed completely. Will be obliterated. Everything we say, we do. We don't mind or care how daunting the challenge is. We confront it head on and we defeat it. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Dubai. We welcome the family of Biafrans all over the world, from east to west, north to south. To say that you have people in Dubai, nobody will come to Dubai again without being properly taken care of. They are taking care of me. The hospitality has been excellent, wonderful, the same way it was in Italy under my Kelly Rania, the same way it was all the way in Amsterdam, the same way it was in Antwerp, the same way it was in Dusseldorf, the same way it was in Dortmund, the same way it was in Prague in the Czech Republic, the same way it was in Geneva, and before that in Zurich. Everywhere we have been to preach this gospel, the crowd have always come out. And you will continue to respond to this very gospel, because you have families all over the world. You have people that think about Biafra the same way that you do. It is our duty, therefore, to link all of you together. And we have one promise to make you. We are not like any other people you have ever seen before. We are not going to fail you. You will disappoint us. It won't stop us from getting Biafra, mind you. You will let us down. And we will tell you when you've let us down. But we cannot let you down. Chukwu Abiama knows, any day I wake up and I don't think about Biafra. Any day I wake up and I don't think of how to copy something good from outside to bring into my country, Chukwu Abiama should take my life. My oath is in public. I don't take it in private. But if all I do is about my country, Chukwu Abiama will not allow shame to befall me. Impossible, because he's God. If shame befalls me, that means that his words are no longer yea and amen. All I have done is to love my people and to fight my country anywhere that I can. I have suffered humiliation. We have suffered a lot of pain. The editorial board of Radio Biafra, everybody serving Biafra in their various capacities all over the world, we have suffered one way or the other to make sure that today we come with very small notice. I told our coordinator, I wanted to see how strong you people are. I don't believe in noise making over the phone. Very short notice. Less than 3 days, and this is the crowd that came up, that people are standing in this very place. I am humbled by this very sight, and I will indeed take Dubai into my heart the same way I have taken Malaysia into my heart, because you people came out here today to honor this very call, because you are the children of Chukwu Abiama, and God will bless all of you. We continue to do our work. Our work is to preach this gospel this evening. You will speak from this room. People in South Africa, people in Australia, people in Brazil, people in Canada, in USA, in Mexico, in Sweden, in Norway, in Russia. Every part of the world will hear your voice from this hall. And when we open our lines, they will call us. And then you will hear that indeed they have been listening to you. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you, each and every one of you here and all around the world. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, live town hall transmission, all the way from Dubai, the very beautiful city of Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Our people are here indeed. When our lines open, you will call a particular telephone number this very evening here. Depending on where you are, it could be your morning, your afternoon, your night. The number to call is +971 526673749. I repeat, +971 526673749. That's our number in Dubai. We are in Dubai broadcasting. As soon as Barrister Mamezu can join us, I shall bring the very eminent barrister to your attention. Uche Mefo is in control in London, ensuring that this signal is going out. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you are, we ask you to tell other people as well. Radio Biafra is on satellite. People are now listening to Radio Biafra in 5 continents of the world, including the Northern Americas. That is Canada, USA, and Mexico. We are on satellite in China. We are on satellite even here in the Middle East. We are on satellite in Africa as well. Radio Biafra can be received via satellite. So what I'm saying is actually going to satellite as well. People are receiving it from here. We are also on TuneIn. Radio Biafra is on Radio Forest. Radio Biafra is also on www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go there. We ask you to go to Radio Biafra principal website. We ask you to go to other listening posts as well. When our lines open, as always, you can reach us via Skype. You can reach us via the phone. You can reach us via Tango. You can reach us via Viber. However means you have chosen to come to us, we will take your call. We will answer your questions, your views will be put across to the entirety of humanity so that your voice may be heard. Radio Biafra is the largest indigenous broadcaster in the whole world with over 5 million listeners. Over 5 million listeners. The largest Facebook gathering anywhere on this planet. We are pursuing 400,000. We are over 350,000 people in one place at one time discussing one issue, Biafra. Before we came, no group of people were able to do this. Now that we are here, you will be amazed at what you see. So that when we are gone, you wish we lived forever. We are not like them. We can never be like them. Because we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, to whom every praise and every honor, every adoration, every blessing, every uplifting of name belongs to. For the journey mercies he continues to grant us, for making sure that I came to Dubai and found our people in one piece. I am humbled by it. And I shall continue to praise Chukwu Abiama for the rest of my life. Because only he is God. He commanded us in Exodus chapter 20, do not share my glory with anybody else. For I am a jealous God. He is the Lord of hosts. And as long as we maintain to that on Radio Biafra, there is no way we cannot succeed. Because he doesn't change. He doesn't fail. I will start by taking as many people to introduce themselves as possible. Because this hall is full. I don't know how we're going to do it. Maybe we can take them by batches or by segments. Maybe before you say something, you say who you are. But our coordinator is here. Our principal staff is here also working for Biafra. And a lot of Biafran men are here. It's in a village. Our people are in Dubai, for goodness sake. They are here. And I welcome each and every one of them for answering this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please take the microphone. Give it to our coordinator to start with your name and where you come from. This is not the time for long speeches. That time is coming after the news headlines and news summary. We do that. But for now, just your name and where you come from. You greet Biafrans all over the world, as I'm sure they are greeting those of you here in Dubai this fine evening. Go ahead.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, the wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Ike Patrick Ikechukwu. I came from Mbitolu local government area in Imo State in Biafra land. I thank every one of you for being here today. I hope all the Biafrans all over the world are listening to this live broadcast from United Arab Emirates in Dubai precisely. I thank you. May God keep you as you're listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next officer, please.
Good evening, good morning, and good night for some of you, depending on the particular zone where you are. My name is Ikechukwu Onora, the zonal coordinator of Dubai, to be precise. I hail from Nkwele Omunachi, Dunukofia in Anambra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dunukofia. I like that name very much. I love it. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is John Paul Chukwu Ebuka Onora, the Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra in UAE. I welcome you all to this wonderful program. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very short, crisp, and precise, please. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Good morning, good evening, and good night to the wonderful people of my great land, Biafra. My name is Benjamin Achi Ngene. I hailed from Enugu State, Nkanu East local government area of my wonderful land, Biafra land. I'm a volunteer officer of
wonderful.
The indigenous people of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have volunteered for the army, is that correct?
Yes,
I see most of you are here. That is very good. Very, very good. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. For the great people, indigenous people of Biafra. My name is Anayo Chukwu Victor Emedom. I came from Owerri Municipal. Thank you all. Maybe our prayers in all over the world. We are here. We are staying in Dubai. And our director is here. So we want to use the opportunity to greet each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The crowd is too much. I feel very bad. Maybe I can get up and some of them will sit down here. I feel very bad. Having seen this hall is so packed that people are standing at the back. I don't know. Maybe we should have gone to the stadium to do this. That would have been better. Tomorrow we'll go to the stadium. We have to. The people are too much. The people are too much. Let nobody go yet. I want to take a picture. I want to take a picture with this very audience. It is too much. Way too much. I'm impressed. And the barrister has joined us. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamiri, is with us all the way from London. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, absolutely.
Please go ahead. Our people are here, barrister.
Good evening, director. Good evening, our people. People of Biafra in UAE. Quite impressed from what I'm hearing from there. May Chukwu Abiyama bless and guide all of you individually for at least creating that impression before director to show him that you care as to come out, to show him that his call will not go in vain. First impression is very important. Even your coming out is more than enough. Onyakporo, yaza hunsobu unu. Ndewono, I'm so impressed too. I cannot see you, but the aura from there is reflecting here in London. May God bless all of you, Biafra's director. I promise you, your people will not let you down because everybody is enthusiastic about the restoration of Biafra. We cannot wait anymore. Director, following what is happening in the zoo, whilst I was thinking about UAE, I said, the Arab country. Why couldn't the House of Fulani Boko Haram be like that? Why couldn't they develop their own country? All the money from our oil they have stolen. Why couldn't they make it look like UAE? It's a big shame. But director, we are going home and we will show the example. May God bless all of you Biafrans wherever you are, east, west, north or south. Director is about. And whenever he's about, everybody is standing up. We are here this evening, and of course, forever, until Biafra is restored. Please do not forget to turn off your listening devices once you hear your name called, and also get your pen and paper, because Radio Biafra is a university where we learn on a daily basis, and where we also learn from our callers, our listeners, Biafrans, well wishers, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. May God bless all of you as you converge and congregate to listen to this evening news. Director, I'm standing by you. Good evening.
Good evening. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who is based in London, part of England and Wales, where he practices as an advocate in the Queen's Court, in the courts of Her Majesty the Queen. This is Radio Biafra. You will continue from where you stopped. And out of appreciation for those of them standing, if they can come closer to the microphone, please. I want them to introduce themselves one after the other. Those of them at the back, please, if you may. If you can come here, Oladiko reading song, come here, please. And greet our people worldwide, please. Come closer. How about those of them? Please, can you come closer, please? Unu Bian Sonso, Bianu Sonso, come closer. Come closer. The crowd is much, we know. But we want the world to know how formidable Dubai is this very evening. Please go ahead. Go ahead, my dear brother.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Ifeanyi Uzo from Nnewi South Opo. I'm one of the volunteers of Biafran Army.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Freedom. Biafra. Biafra. My name is Eze Gideon Wavnike. I hail from Enugu State. Suka precisely. Good evening, good afternoon, and good night to some of you. I'm very, very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Biafra, all over the world. My name is Chigozie. I'm from Amuriomanze.
Amuriomanze.
Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much, Amuriomanze.
Biafra. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon to the great people of Biafra. My name is Obata Silas Mwale. I'm from Iko Noyo, Ebonyi State, Abakliki, the land of Biafra. I'm happy to hear this name, Barrister Imam Mezu, mentioned live and direct by our director, Nnamdi Kanu. You are welcome.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
We must reach that land.
Yeah.
Nothing will stop us.
You say.
Nothing will stop us. God has started it.
Yes.
And it will come to be.
You say.
My name is Sonimbon from Nibo. And the Nibo is in Biafra land. God bless all of you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Next person. We are giving concessions to those standing.
Great people of Biafra, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. My name is Anthony Afua, hailed from Delta State, Delta Igbo. Stay tuned, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We love it when we see our brothers from across the water.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Biafra.
My name is Oka Anayo. I'm from Ezza South Local Government Area of Ebonyi State. To our listeners in diaspora, I greet you all. I say good evening, good night, and good morning to some of you. Happy listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Good evening to all of you. Good morning. Good afternoon. Depends on your different place of residing. My name is Kingsley Chukwudike. From Wangala local government of Imo State. So I'm really happy to be here. And also I thank God for every one of you and also for our coordinator for your coming. We are really appreciate. May God continue blessing you and protecting you in Jesus' name.
Ise, Ise.
Biafran.
Freedom.
Biafran.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Biafran.
I greet you, my people of Biafran. My name is Ebalena Obi. I'm from Oba Idemiru South Local Government, the Biafra land. I say, may you all be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Biafrans.
Freedom.
Biafrans.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Biafra.
My name is Ifeanyi Patrick. I'm from Ezza South Local Government Area of Ebonyi State. First of all, I want to thank you, our able director, Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, for honoring our invitation. And I must say that it's a great privilege to me to be in your presence this moment. So I want to thank all indigenous Biafrans in diaspora, wherever they are. I say good evening to them, good morning, and good night to some of them. And I pray that this race that we have started here, we are going to achieve it at last. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. You are very kind. Thank you.
Good evening to all.
Good evening.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. A journey of 1,000 miles starts with a step. And we have started already. So my name is Victor Chinazo Jeremiah. I'm from Afugiri, Umuahia, North Local Government of Abia State. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Biafran.
Freedom.
Biafran.
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom. Biafran. Director, you are highly welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Maazi Kenechukwu Onyema. I want to thank you, Director, for being in our midst. In fact, I never expect to see a lot of faces here because I know that several days we have our meetings, most of them because of the time things we have in at hand. Some of them are not turning up. So I want to use this opportunity to ask for everybody that are here in the house. Whenever the meeting is being fixed, try to be here so that everything will be going accordingly. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. There are people still standing at the back. How good? They are coming. Let them come. How about, have they spoken, the ones on the left? Huh? They are shy to say their name. How did they get visa? They will speak. Have they spoken? Wonderful. Wonderful. Go ahead, please.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Ekelemu onyawona neba bikono. Ekelemu no tuto oma hihi oma banyoma no. Nko uno nye zere yachiri. Obidi mamuri ka esi waka eba. Na abwa hiye hi oge. Esi mu zu ana abwa Nigeria. Webya. Mana na zu anu manonu Nnamdi Kanu. Awu mchronic listener to the London broadcast every day.
That's good.
So my friend, the work one name will work a daughter. And send a bow and no Buddha. Ta. Nanga, bear it ever. Fukano nam de car. Jaquanike. Tuquenia no more now. Magas, Ekure, Kumerano. Kurunaga. I get Ruebam.
He say,
Ekademun.
He say. Yes, please go ahead. Okay,
good evening.
Good evening.
Good morning. And a good afternoon to all the people, listener of Biafra. My name is Ogbonna Ejike. I'm from Izi Local Government, Ebonyi State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Ebonyi State is well represented here in Dubai. Everywhere else is always Olo.
Biafran.
Freedom.
Biafran.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Biafra.
First of all, I want to thank God for your life. Guiding you, protecting you all over your going.
Thank you.
I say, may Chukwu Abiyama keep on protecting you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My name is Chukwu the Gospel Imo. I'm from Abom Bise in Biafran land. So I want to bless our excellency because last time I called when you were in Italy.
Yes, in Italy.
I told you that this is my first time calling, but I do listen to your I call it service.
Yes.
Because you say this is where we worship morning, night, and day.
That is correct.
I do listen every day. So I called and I said to you that whenever this Biafran will come to stand, you will be the excellency. You will be the pilot. You said no, you are not going to. I said why? How can you send somebody an errand? Maybe this person don't know, you are sending him somewhere. At the end of the road, you tell him, okay, just go there. Why the person has not get where you are sending him? You ask him, just go there, you get where you are going. You said no.
It's a valid
argument.
He said
no, you keep on saying no. Yes. But I myself keep on saying you are going to be there. by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama. So first of all, I want to thank every of my brothers who make their time to come and witness this great service today. I say, may God bless and guide us in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well spoken. Amen and amen. There are people behind as well. Please go ahead.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Director, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy to see you because it's a long time, you know. Good morning, good evening. What a wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are listening, I say stay tuned. May God bless you. My name is Ifedeba Okolo. I'm from Oba, Idemili South, Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening. Good morning. Good night. My name is Chidebere Iwama. I come from Imo State, Biafra land. I'm from Amuri Omanze.
Amuri Omanze. Yeah.
So, director, I thank you very much because every time I hear your voice, you know, it's like I'm so much happy. I see your picture, I'm happy. I got to stand with you, you know. So, right, I think you're my mentor.
Thank you.
So I have to say that, you know. So I thank you so much. And it's a pleasure.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
I'm Henry Uzo. Well, I've always been the presence of Biafrans. I'm here based on yesterday having a conversation with a friend of mine. He said there will be a meeting today. So I said I must be here because this is my first time being in this kind of gathering. I say I'm overwhelmed. Director and everybody gathering here, it is a pleasure for me to be here because I'm making some advances for me to be here. But today, I'm here presently. So I'm overwhelmed. I'm from Idemri South in Anambra State, Oba precisely. So I'm here to welcome everybody in the body of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, the good people of Biafra. My name is Chukwu Nyere Anyanwu. I'm from Ikeduru, Biafra land. I still believe, and I strongly believe what Ojukwu said to Gowon. Do you believe that Biafra will conquer? But Gowon said yes, Biafra will conquer.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. The reason why I say this, I am Intercontinental Togolese Group Merchandise King Fabian. I have traveled, and that is why I call this for morning, afternoon, evening, night. And I know the whole world is watching us. There is something important I'm trying to say. But I would like to start. Big brother, respect.
Thank you.
I used to watch your this thing 7 o'clock in the morning here in Dubai, 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. You understand what I'm saying? So the reason why I'm trying to say this, I thank the people who bring you here because I've never been in this mess since I am here in Dubai. So I greet them. But my name, for the people watching this, because as I'm talking to you, I know that I'm talking to the whole world. I rule 36,000 Africans, and most of them have been in the whole world. Now, when I call my name, they will know. And I thank God before I go out here, they must call and make you know. I have already seen crowd. Crowd. I am not afraid of crowd. I am afraid of crown. Because crowd can disappoint you at any time. I have rule. Know the meaning of crowd. I rule in desert, a place called Khalid. 18 kilometers to Algeria. My name is Pastor Chinasa Duru Orisakwe. But the name I will talk to the whole world, anywhere they are in Spain, Italy, America, the person saying is King Alakadudu. When they hear that name, they will know the person saying. I must tell you the truth of gathering. This is my big brother. I won't lie to you. We are not begging, praying for somebody on the ground to wake up again. We are praying for those on top, for them to not fall. I have test crown. I know the meaning of crown. When you can see somebody, Igbo, mainly Igbo people, our people, being Biafra, I rule in desert, I know what they can do. I know A, B, C, D of them. If you beat the head, the person you call your best friend, be the B, want to beat you up, you won't know. The C want to seize you. The D want to disgrace you. I know what I'm trying to tell my big brother. Because of going something, we have to be one accord and get Biafra, and we must get it in Jesus' name. Amen. What I'm trying to make you know, the whole world, because as I'm talking to you, I know I'm talking beyond Dubai, for the whole world to understand this thing. Big brother, there was a man 20 days ago called you, because I listen to this thing every day by day. Thank God for this opportunity today. 20 days ago, that guy was in psychiatric in London.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Thank you. I follow this thing every day by day. Sometimes some pastor said, this said. Thank you. You see a pastor who have encounter with Christ. That is why I'm going to tell you the truth. Who will lead us? We want freedom. Who will give us freedom? He said, who son of man have made free? Will be free indeed. We must be free in Jesus' name. So that guy called Rogina psychiatric. Among the whole people calling you every day. That day I wept. You laugh a lot. That day you get joy. But you later understand. As in we are. And the guy used Igbo say, Nana Abayan Toto. So the guy Odogu Anyamini. In Egemonte.
Of course,
I work this thing very well.
Yes, you are listening.
One thing I'm trying to make him that guy Ukuru. Don't neglect that all the mad. Before you serve God, you have to be mad. People may think that you are mad, but you are fighting for your freedom. That guy Gwarage, this battle is not a carnal battle. And the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. They are mighty through what? God. By pulling down the stronghold. What I'm trying to make you know, that guy is not mad. But Onwerokokuru, also I was in Chukugalo, I enjoyed that day. Glory be to God. But I'm going to tell you, every time you're on a phone now, Opo, you have to Chuku Abiyama. Chuku Abiyama. Glory be to God. Chuku Abiyama. Mpam na poka Chuku Abiyama. Mboom Israel na aga. Chineke kamara. Now we're getting God. Chuku Abiyama. Now we're Jehovah Shira. Jehovah Yure. Jehovah whatever. So many things. God made a kamara na yawo. But when you look at your good blood, Jesus Christ, Mbolo Chorogan, Omezika God, Uren Wiki Lurayogo, Aya Wurzomuya, Aya Wuzuke, God of this, I would say, Omuya, Yawur, our Father, Oya Melodisai, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So I like Kirimaha, Chukwa Biama, Alidana, but when to call the Mara, Yan the Koku International. International, the whole world, the world, child. I just say, when you go for a game, I will to go Abiyama. But when you get in the again, the week you are in the name of Jesus. Because that name is the signature to see God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and life. And don't worry, I get you in your car if you can fight this battle. Philippians 2, verse 9. He said, God is highly exalted Jesus. And give him name above all name. In the name of Jesus, Nigeria will know that they hit Biafra somewhere. They will confess through their mouth. Praise the living God.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Dubai is rocking, I must say. Dubai is rocking this night. This is amazing. 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 Please go ahead.
Biafra, freedom. Biafra. Greeting to all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Director, UAE, welcome you a lot.
Thank you.
Welcome. My name is Kenechukwu Okechukwu and come from Enugu State, Ugbo, Okpala. Welcome everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Wherever you are, all the indigenous people of Biafra, we welcome you from all the way from Dubai, UAE. As a matter of fact, I must thank God because of this, our brother, Dr. Nnamdi Kanu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, in fact, I've been listening to you, and me and my wife, we're listening to you, and we're so much in love with what you're saying. But I want to set out God of heaven, and God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, will lead us successfully to get this very, to get very close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And also, I want to say that let's be using that name, Jesus, because that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Give him. Then after that, we go and present the news. Take a few calls and then we'll continue. You
praise
will
God.
All speak tonight.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sir, we thank you for coming our UAE. Good evening, good morning, and good night. All over the world that hear my voice. I thank our coordinator. My name is John Bright Ikem Dinachi. I'm from Ebonyi State in Ezza South local government. I thank our brothers also, our sisters. Sir, we thank you. God be with you.
Thank you very much, and you too. Please don't despair. For the benefit of those who are behind, you're going to speak in a minute. We want to go to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from Dubai. The crowd I'm seeing in front of me is unbelievable. Even those that don't normally come out, they came out today to participate in this very wonderful gospel, a gospel of truth, a gospel of salvation, a gospel of redemption, a gospel of restoration. The reason why we are here is to seek the unadulterated, uncompromising sovereignty, the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Because it's either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. There will be no exile. There will be no fighting from abroad. We will go home. We will fight for our land. And we will secure our freedom. That Biafra land is free or we are dead. One of the two will happen. One of the two will happen and must happen. Regardless of the challenges we encounter. Regardless, our brother said, sometimes I have seen them before. You have a crowd. Sometimes people say, oh, I'm with you. Give them 2 days. They get an email from Bilie Human Rights Initiative. They start talking rubbish. It's only normal. Human beings are very fickle. We know that. But we did not come here today by being fickle. We have been in this struggle since 1997 and counting. Before any other person dreamt of Biafra, we were actively participating in it. As I said the other day, I undertook my first dangerous mission for my country in 1998. But we were betrayed by Yorubas as usual. That is why I reserve my venom for them. I don't criticize anybody I don't have a first-hand knowledge of. They let me down big time. And let those that sent me down. This is Radio Biafra. When our lines open, the number to call is +971 526673749. I repeat, +971 526673749. This is the number for Dubai. Many people here haven't spoken. They will have the chance to do so once we open our lines. This is Radio Biafra. In keeping with our pledge and promise to our people, we are going to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 22nd day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. the seventh month following the expiration of the damnable, the abominable, the very conspiratorial satanic entity called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Everything about Nigeria I despise, I hate it. With the last drop of my blood, I hate it. Anybody answering to a Nigerian is an animal. Because only an animal will you give a name to that has no meaning and they will be jumping up and down. I despise Nigeria. I hate it so much. If I had a nuclear weapon, I would sink it. I can't stand it. Here are the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Buhari to President Jonathan, you have declared war on Nigeria. Anybody that listens to Radio Biafra will know that we preach a gospel here. Anything we tell you is prophetic. It always comes to pass. Any day that Jonathan declares his intent to run for the presidency, he will be assassinated within a matter of months. The best thing for him to do is to come back and declare Biafra and then run away and leave us to do the rest. Because Britain will no longer support the zoo. This man speaking, in case you don't know him, if you have lost anybody in the battle between Boko Haram and innocent Christians in the north, if you have lost anybody in the bloodletting unleashed by Hausa Fulani people against defenseless and innocent women, children and men, this is the chief sponsor. But in keeping with life in the zoo, he's still speaking, threatening of war. That is Buhari. He was the one responsible for ensuring that the war chest of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, as at today, stands at nearly $18 billion. With that war chest, they intend to colonize you. With that war chest, they intend to render your land desolate. With that war chest, who you are can no longer be recognizable in the eyes of men. The man is patently evil and is still speaking. Speaking of more bloodshed to come, this is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. That is him, Buhari, warning Jonathan. Because once somebody declares war on you, what you have to do is to retaliate. So the northerners are now putting Jonathan on a time frame, basically. You renounce the presidency or we kill you. Nigeria's unity is not negotiable, according to Maita Masule. Do you know who is Maita Masule? Most of you don't know him. He was an ex-minister. The reason why they want you to remain as one in one Nigeria, for those of you that cannot reason properly, those of them saying I'm a Nigerian, the reason why they want you to remain in Nigeria is because they love your oil, not you. Rewanu Lukman died yesterday in Vienna, Austria. He left behind a 25 million euro mansion in Vienna, in Austria. Maita Masule, I'm sure. Does he own a hotel here? How many of them own hotels here? All of them own hotels in Dubai. You will take me to the place tomorrow. I need pictures of those hotels. So you will see where your one Nigeria money is going to. As somebody asked here, why can you not, Barrister Mamizu did in fact, why can you not build a zoo to be like the Arab Emirates here? Why can't you do it? Because you're criminals. So did people of Dubai take their money to London to go and buy houses? They built it here. Is that correct? Every investment is here. That is what you do when you love your people. Anybody who is a governor, a senator, a House of Reps member that goes outside to go and bank money abroad, my dear people, that person hates you. The person hates you. That is a fact of life. Maita Masule is asking for unity. He wants his lifestyle. He wants to keep flying first class, to have private jets available to him when he wants to. Not because they love you, but because they need unrestricted access to your resources, that they may continue to live large. come to Dubai to buy hotels so you can go to those hotels and be cleaner in them. There is something fundamentally wrong with that. Wrong with it. We can't allow it to happen. Out of two things, one will happen. Biafra comes or everything else is dead. Everything is dead. I'm sure we have one or two people here that is prepared to go to prison for us here. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the people he's in this place, they are mad people. We told them that what we are doing, people must listen and watch our strategy very carefully. Anya the candidate where we are like people pursuing Ewi. I don't know the name of Ewi in English. I wish I knew. Rabbit. It's not bush rabbit. Barrister will know. He's a learned man. Barrister will tell me the name of Ewi in English. You know, those of us that grew up in the village, in Haima, Ewi. We don't know the English name for it. When you pursue Ewi in the village, we know white people are listening. They can now, they're not looking for Ewi. What is Ewi? When we used to pursue Ewi in the village, you block every exit. You only walk with two. You know that? One is where you put the smoke. Where is where you're waiting for the rodent to come out. We are blocking them everywhere. If any of them comes to Dubai and you spare the person, then we don't have Biafrans here. When the time comes, we want to let them know how much we love Biafra. The world doesn't know yet. You know, 30th of May was a preamble, just the coming of something greater. Very soon we'll show the world how much we love this country called Biafra. We'll let them know that 67 to 70 can no longer obtain. They know how formidable we are already. Every enemy of the people should prepare for the battle that is to come, because we are going to fight forever, if need be, to ensure that Biafra comes and comes in truth and honesty. And Ahmadwa say, I don't lie. If you do, that is your business. I don't. And that is why we are blessed. There is nothing we want to do we cannot do. Nothing. The Nigerian, the Zoo's Air Force plane was shot down. The Air Force plane is a helicopter. Air Force plane. Do you know how many rear admirals they have in the zoo? Countless. Do you know how many warships they have in the zoo? Can you take a guess? Do you know the meaning of warship? Obeja Gog. Do you know? Not flying boat. Sorry? Nigeria has no warship. NNS Aradu is the highest class they have. It is a United States abandoned Coast Guard cutter. It is not a warship. It's not a frigate. But you have naval officers based in Sokoto. I thought that naval officers was on the sea. You have to go. Navy is the sea, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in the zoo, if you're dancing on top of a sand dune in Sokoto, you'll be an admiral. Jonathan cannot win in any of the northern states, according to Kwakwanso. They are circling around Jonathan. The same thing that happened to Nnamdi Azikiwe. The same thing that happened to Agirunsi. The same way that Ekweme was betrayed is about to happen to him. The only thing that can save Jonathan's life, I'm no longer talking about Jonathan's presidency, his life is Biafra. You come to Enugu, you defend, you declare Biafra will defend you. No country will come to enforce air, land and sea blockade anymore. Because our scientists then, they gave birth to their children. And those children have studied abroad. And the weapons they can manufacture now is far more deadlier than what they had between 67 and 70. People will be very, very stupid to try us. Once again, we are coming for them. We are warning you now so that when it starts, you will know. We are telling you in advance that you may know. The zoo ends, listen to this, the zoo ends 475 billion naira from India, the Netherlands, and Brazil in 1 month. Yet Jonathan wants to go and take a loan of 1 billion. Can anybody here do basic arithmetic? Like 1 plus 1 equals 2. You are looking for 1 billion loan. Is that correct? How much naira is it to $1? 100 and what? 169. Let's be generous, 169. Nigeria sells oil worth 475 billion. Therefore, how much in dollars is that? I thought you know how to do mathematics. Hey, people are bringing out their calculators. Amazing. Would it not be 169? Would it not be 475 divided by 169? Is that not correct? You see me, I don't even know maths. Ask my dad, he will tell you. And that was for a purpose. I never liked maths. If you divide that, you will see that you have very close to 3 billion coming in to the zoo every month. And Jonathan is going out to ask for a loan of 1 billion. Amazing. Amazing. Anambra to shut down 486 special exam centers, and also the Northern delegates moving to kill the National Conference report. They've written a report, but it will not see the light of day because the Hausa Fulani people are not happy with it. So it will not see the light of day. They will destroy it completely. And now the news in detail. Former head of state and chieftain of the opposition All Progressives Congress APC General Muhammadu Buhari yesterday X-rayed current political developments in the zoo and concluded that Nigeria was headed for the brink. In other words, that the zoo is heading for total collapse. Who are the ones causing the collapse? Buhari. He's the one complaining that the zoo is heading for collapse. What justification does Buhari have to give arms to Boko Haram to be killing innocent people? They are the ones causing the problem. They are the ones causing the problem. Yeah, they are the ones complaining that the zoo is heading towards the brink. But they are the cause of it. They had opportunities to make the zoo look like UAE. They didn't do it. They are the ones who have been in power all this while. They did nothing about it. But only now, because a Christian so-called southerner, or Biafran in this case, is the leader of the country that are killing Christians and southerners. Not very fair. Not fair at all. That is not right. And the world must hold Buhari to account. But of course, we know that the British support him. He is the darling of the British people, the British establishment. Former Nigerian permanent representative to the United Nations, Alhaji Maita Masule, yesterday warned northern youths against being used to compromise the unity of the zoo, asking them to embrace dialogue. But what have we done to northern youths? Are you not in Dubai? Are you blocking them from doing anything? Let us ask ourselves, what have we actually done to them? Can we be honest with ourselves for once? What wrong did we do to them? To embrace dialogue. Dialogue with who? For what? Two people will have to be fighting over something for you to dialogue over, isn't it? So what is the dialogue about? You want me to dialogue with somebody killing me over what? What is the dialogue about? You know, sometimes we don't ask questions. Often in life, when you ask questions, things become a lot more clearer. Go and ask the Sultan of Sokoto, what is it that we did to you? What is our crime? You'll find that it's nothing. They hate you because you exist. They don't like you because you are the children of God. I see what forms up to 6-7 platoons of the Biafran army here resident in Dubai. Only. We're not talking about, I think there's Abu Dhabi, yes? And there's Sharjah as well. We are everywhere. Apart from one place we are supposed to be in, which is Biafra land. Nigeria's unity not negotiable. Your oil is not negotiable. Your oil is all they want. They want to milk your oil. They want to suck your oil. That is what matters to them. Nothing more, nothing less. So they can fund their lavish lifestyles and go and play snooker if they lose $20,000. Do you know that here? You know, there's a place they play snooker. You know that? $20,000. Some of us will work for 20 years. We cannot save $20,000. That is why we buy our tickets to fly almost 3 years in advance. So it can be cheap. You know, if you buy flight ticket in advance, it's always cheap. How can a human being plan to travel in 3 years' time? 3 years in advance. You plan to travel. So you can get it on the cheap. That is why you see people so upset when they get to the zoo. We are always at the far back of the plane. Economy. 3 years in advance. Purchase of ticket. How many of you have flown first class here? How many? Or business class? So you think first class is meant for who? Hausa Fulani people. And the oil that fuels their lifestyle comes from your village. And we are here. Scavenging. It's not good. A Nigerian Air Force M135 helicopter on a training mission on Monday crashed due to a technical fault at a location south of Bama in Borno State. The Director of Information, Nigeria Defense Headquarters, Major General Chris Olukolade, said in a press statement. Do you believe him? Do you believe anybody from the zoo when they say something?
No.
They told you that Nigeria is the 26th strongest economy in the world due to rebasing of the economy. You know when it is raining. Let me tell you what is rebasing. When it is raining in the village. You know when the rain starts very hard in those days. You go and put basin outside. If you watch it from the zinc, it's traveling very far. You go and put the basin to catch the water. As the water starts slowing down, that's the rebasing. You bring the basin closer. Is that correct? That is rebasing. To move the basin up and down, that's the rebasing. Some of you didn't grow up in the village. Monowasi Township, Olata in the village. You were wearing slippers when you came to the village, weren't you? And sandals. Eh? You were coming with slippers and sandals to the village from your township dwelling places. Did you saw from Okantubu? Do you know what it means? Eh? You know what Okantubu? Look at the head, look at me. You know, Idide is different from Okantubu. Okantubu will lay eggs inside your leg if you come out in the rain to play too much. Some of you came from township 24th of December, you return back on the 2nd of January. That is rebasing. If you grew up in the village the way we did, you would have known what it means to rebase. If you would take your white basin and move it according to the intensity of the rainfall, that is rebasing. They are rebased the economy from the last to the 26th overnight. Abracadabra. All of a sudden, Nigeria's economy is stronger than that of South Africa. And then not up to 3 months down the line, Nigeria is asking South Africa for $1 billion loan. Rebasing. Rebasing indeed. Their air force is down. The general came out, you know, general in the office. This general, do you know him before? Have you heard his name before?
No.
Has he fought any war?
No.
I would have thought that generals were meant to go fight war. I didn't know that a general can dress up and be called a general and you're there with a microphone talking to the press. That's your job. And you are a four-star general. Dear Lord, have mercy on these people. Niman Ndisi Ogin, black people from Africa. Black. Apparently preparing the ground for formal declaration of his presidential ambition, Kano State Governor Rabiu Musa Kwakwanso yesterday launched a series of verbal attacks on President Goodluck Jonathan, accusing him of failing to provide security for lives and property in the zoo. Dear Kwakwanso, how can Jonathan do that? Are we being realistic at all or not? You are funding terrorists. You take money from, it's quite ironic. The money is gotten from Jonathan's village. They use it to go and fund people to destabilize Jonathan's government. And you know why this is happening to Jonathan? It's a payback for their treachery during the war. Do you know that what goes around comes around? There is something called karma and comeuppance. Every time you encounter it, that was why they killed Ken Seruwiwa. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't now. He's a very evil, devilish man. Do you know that Ogoni is a contraption? There is no place called Ogoni. Do you know that? Unumanka of Mofuma. You don't know, do you? You don't know Ogoni was just created in around about 1949. There is nothing called Ogoni before. You don't know that? There is no place called Ogoni. Ogoni is an amalgamation of Eleme and is it Kaigama they call it. Even at the time they put Obiigbo as part of this Ogoni people. Obiigbo came to their senses and they withdrew from it. He's championing for the rights of Ogoni people. Instead of the man to say, I'm championing for the rights of Igbo people, say these Ogoni people, including Eleme and Obiigbo. This man was a criminal stealing properties from his relatives. They killed him for it. Jonathan's people were there laughing and welcoming Yoruba troops. Little did they know that one day to be their turn. Now they're suffering it. And I hope they emerge from this with their senses intact, that their brain will once again work properly. For everybody to know that Biafra is the only way. Without Biafra, you're all finished. Biafra is your savior. The only thing that can take you back to your father's house is Biafra. Do you know that? Yes. I know that some of you have been here for the past 33 years with no hope of going back. If they ask you, oh, that place is bad. And I won't see, even Sepota, they do black voodoo. Of course, we do black magic. We are black. What do you expect? Is it white magic? Only Biafra can send you back to your father's compound so that your father's compound will not close. Aham Efule. If you allow the name of your father to close in your generation, it means you are a very selfish and greedy human being without regard for your ancient ways of life. Without regard whatsoever. They are asking Jonathan failure to control security. When they themselves created the security problem, can this hall take us at all? My goodness. We have to go to stadium tomorrow. I mean it. Yes. The three countries accounted for more than a third of Nigeria's crude oil exports in February, purchasing 26.75 million barrels of crude oil. India purchased 10.44 million barrels, followed by the Netherlands with 9.385 million barrels and Brazil at 6.922 million barrels, using an average crude price of $111 per barrel. This transaction to two, oh dear Lord God in heaven. I was right now. It is nearly $3 billion. I was right. So I want us to dabble in more mathematics and accounting. You sell oil in a month, you raise $3 billion. You have rebased your economy to the 26th largest in the world. And you're going out to ask for a loan of $1 billion. What does that make you? You're deceiving yourself. You know, you can lie to anybody, but not to yourself. Because that time, as you're dressing up or whatever, you look in the mirror, you know you have lied. You're going to ask for $1 billion. Don't that man have people to advise him? Does Jonathan have advisors? Okay. Most of them are Yoruba. No wonder. No wonder. No fewer than 486 magic examination centers identified in Anambra State are to be shut down by the state government as part of the official measures to curb examination malpractices in the education sector. Do you know what is happening here? Does any of you know what is happening here? No, because Anambra kids are doing very well, you see. And the people in Gombe are not doing well. So the best way to make Gombe and Anambra equal is to shut down the exam centers. Do you know that? That's what I have done. And your governor, Sanem Ibofuma. No, don't worry, they are building roads. Do you need anybody to tell you that Dubai is working very well? You, on top of plane, you see it. On top of plane. But Peter Obi and all these governors, when he was, they are going to take picture of Dubai and post on internet and say, this is the new phase 9 of Oka GRUA. Emmanuel and Habiola for 40 years. You can't blame them. They go and believe it. You go to Oka looking for the same picture you saw online. You cannot see it. You cannot see it. Just like the second Niger Bridge. Where are they building it? The second Niger Cabon? Where is it? No, it work started and was suspended. Yes? Did you see the bridge last week? Yeah? Because anybody seeing a bridge must be suffering from Akom. You know, there's acute malaria. When you're infected with acute malaria, you start to see vision. Do you know that? There is malaria, there is Akom before you have typhoid. You know, they all come grade by grade, depending on the amount of contaminated water from borehole you have drank. This is Dubai, they cannot learn. Instead, they'll come here to buy hotels. This COG. Northern delegates have initiated moves to kill the final report of the national conference. They met at a highbrow hotel in Abuja at the weekend to ensure that the report does not see the light of day. They own the zoo. What can you do? They decide when to kill you. They decide when to give you a location. They decide how much to give you. They decide how many of you are meaningfully employed or not. They decided that all of you should do buying and selling. And that is what you're doing today. Is that not correct? Now, they decide. You know how they did it? They went to your place and shut down all your banks, shut down all your industries. You have no choice. Travel abroad or start trading. You don't know that? Go and import a machinery into the zoo. They are in cahoot with the port authorities. Once they see any machinery going to Biafra land, they seize it at the port. Do you know that? We can do experimentation tomorrow morning. Go and get an empty container. Put something that looks like a machine in it. Say that, ship it with an Igbo name. Say that the final destination is over there. And see if we get there. Try and see now tomorrow morning. You try it and see if it will work. These are the things happening where you come from. The fact you don't have light in your villages, somebody made it possible. The fact that you're in Dubai is not out of your own choice. You ran away. We all ran away. Very sad. We must go to Biafra, that Biafra may take us back to where we come from. Only Biafra can save. Anything else is slavery. That concludes our news presentation on this very day. From this very packed hall here in Dubai, I am amazed. I am amazed. If all of you can turn out this way in every country or town that we go to, if you all can come to meetings like this, I go, when they got bashed, it's normal. You know, umwekendi was in their nature. But if you all come out this way to attend meetings, you'll be able to tell us more. Some of you have talents to even present radio show more than myself. You can come out to do it. We can run a radio program from Dubai, from all over the world. We need your talents to come to the fore, that we may serve our country in truth and honesty. Our lines will soon open, and when it opens, we shall take calls from all over the world. Today, you know how extensive our reach is. Most of you don't know. The whole world listens to Radio Biafra. The number to call once again is +971 52 67 3749. I repeat, +971 52 67 3749. The barrister has rejoined me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead with your analysis. Our people are too much here in this hall. I am overwhelmed. I am humbled.
Director, so it shall be, because we are not preaching for nothing. We are recruiting and recouping our people so that we can go home. Director, if you see, the news that is coming from the zoo is very upsetting, very pathetic, and very, very regrettable. Jonathan is looking for how much, and how much are they sharing? How much is missing, and how much we don't know about? What they are doing there in the zoo is just sharing money upon the lives and blood of those who are not able to look after themselves. The cronies are there looting, stealing with impunity. Now, Buhari has reiterated the warnings he's given to Jonathan some few years ago. There'll be a bloodbath. He's reinstating it. Nothing will happen. Babangida has said the same thing before. Still nothing will happen. Lord Jonathan, being as coward as he is, he hasn't got a bottle behind him. He can't do anything. We have advised him many times here on Radio Biafra. Declare Biafra and run, because we know he hasn't got the foot to stand on. He'll be there until they catch him and kill him. Then he will be crying over there in his grave. We've been telling him, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are no friend to anybody. They cannot stand by whilst we see them and call them as uncircumcised people. They call us as infidels. How can they be there? An infidel is governing them. It is not in their Quran for a Christian to govern or rule them. They will do everything they could to make sure that it doesn't happen. Look at, Director, the question I asked earlier, how is it and why that those in the northern part of that zoo could not develop where they came from? Then I remember in one of the communiques of Lugard, there was an agreement that the northerners should not develop that land. They should steal. It was an open field. The European will come and steal. The northerners will steal. They should not develop that land. Because if they told them to develop the land, that is what I'm saying is sincerely and truthfully speaking. It was part of the communique that they should not develop the northern land. That was part of the agreement between Lugard and the northerners. They should not develop. They shouldn't have any sense of belongings. That is why when they steal and loot, they send it abroad. Because once they start developing the northern part, sense of ownership will be upon them. Therefore, they will not look abroad. All their wealth, everything they have stolen from the Biafra land is Arab Emirates, UAE, is in this place. Anything Arab, that is where the money is, because that's where they came from. This idea of one Nigeria is so bloody lies, very deceitful. Very, very upsetting. Because all of them know what they are doing. It's just like the Muslims will tell you, they are a peaceful religion. That is another thing that upsets my spirit. They are a peaceful religion, but they're killing every day. Because killing is part of them. Kill those who are not part of you, is what Quran says. What pains me most is our people who are deluded, believing that the people they are dealing with are humans. You cannot deal with somebody who would not like you to leave and see the daylight of next day. They are prepared to kill you. They are prepared to drink your blood. Yet, some of our people would like to associate with them. They go there, build houses in Abuja, build in Kafanchan, build in Boronu, build everywhere. And when you say to them, stop, let's go back home, they say, no, one Nigeria. One Nigeria. That is what you hear. Every time. Why? Because our people are so deceived. Because they are sharing the oil money from Biafra land with the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram counterparts. What a shame. Look at the news. You develop oil. The only thing, there are quite a lot of mineral resources which Biafrans will fix within 6 months of our inception back to Biafra land. But all they know and what they have been sharing since is just the oil. It's not all that we have in that land. We have very many that we don't even need to look abroad. We will employ manpower. Our brothers and sisters are all over the place. Even in the place of your enemies, we are there. It's Arab. Do they like you? But we're in UAE. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. What is the difference between them and the Arab? They are the same people. But you are in their land. Because your own particular land is hard for you. And they did it. They deliberately did that social engineering. They made it so that Biafrans will run away. Then they will come and inhabit the land that Chukwu Abiyama gave us to dwell. The land that flows with milk and honey. We abandon. We jump. We are in Lesotho. We are in Basotho. Even some African countries that cannot be compared with Biafra. We are there. Why? Because they made the condition so hot, so unbearable for Biafrans. Everybody just fleeing. And this is what we are trying to readdress here at Radio Biafra. That is the main purpose why we brought about Radio Biafra, so that everybody will make their own contributions and how we are going back home, not just mere talking. But I must say, we've made a lot of inroads, and we are still trying. We are still trying to recoup. The Bible says the harvest is ready, but those to harvest are very few. We are bringing laborers to come and do the harvest, because Biafra land is ready to harvest. Laborers have fled. We are all over the places. We are in Hong Kong, we are in Malaysia, we are in Egypt, we are in Arab Emirates, we are in, name it, Biafrans are there. Why are we running? Because those who are bent on killing us, taking what belongs to us, put the situation that way. And of course, when it's uncomfortable, human beings will react to external stimuli. This is biology. If you're in a place where condition is not favorable, what do? You jump ship. Fellow Biafrans, it's no good listening. Let's put it in practice. We have been deceived. We have been destroyed. We have been decimated. We've been scattered all over the place, and it was deliberate. Most of it is not out of our makings. But those wonder of our makings are when our people go to Lagos and start building houses, go to North, where you suffered ignominy before. We go back to the same places because we are looking for greener pasture. Why are we doing all these things? That is why Radio Biafra is here, to correct some of these anomalies that our people get themselves involved in. Get senses. We claim to be superior. We claim to be intelligent. We claim to know everything. But when it comes to reality, we are zero. Then again, as I said, it's not our fault. Only a fraction of it is our fault. Just like the director have said, the industries in Biafra that be closed, ceramics, cement, textiles, everything is deliberately closed. You cannot have an industry where there's no supply of electricity. They're all deliberate. But it's time for all of you to come back to your senses. Only Arubugaru are supposed to know that you are now being deceived. It becomes a curse. It becomes a deliberate act. Once, twice, once, nice, twice beaten. Once you realize that you've been deceived, come back and say, hang on, what's going on here? Not that you have been deceived for donkey's years. you still remain docile, as if you cannot even think for yourselves anymore. But Radio Biafra is here to correct, to bring our people back to reality, because we pride ourselves for what we are. You are no longer a listener. If you say you are an intelligent person, and we are trying here to correct you to come back to your intelligence, and you are not responding to it, obviously, the brains are lost and gone. But here on Radio Biafra, we are trying to bring everybody back into reality. Our future is in dire strait. It's bleak. Our people are dying. The future generation that will replace us, because we will die eventually. All of us are this generation. We will die, but those to replace us is coming to an extinction. This is what we are trying to prevent here on Radio Biafra. And that is why we have recouped. We managed to gather people worldwide. I must be grateful and thank Biafrans who are gathering themselves together and realizing that they are the people called by Chukwu Abiama. Do not abandon your inheritance to those who hate you. Biafrans, come back. Come back to your nation. Let us go back home. Live wherever we are, we develop the place. We buy mortgages, we pay their rents for them. Why can't we go home and let people join us to come and pay rent in our own land? Why are we away and happy? Director, I think I have to leave the rest for you to carry on. Good evening to all of you.
Well spoken. The voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. We shall take calls, but intermittently we shall punctuate it with your contributions from this very crowd. I am well aware of the fact that most of you here have not spoken. You have not acknowledged the wonderful people of Biafra, domiciled in different parts of the world. You will get your chance to do so in a very short while. I will please ask you, one after the other, if you have anything of great significance to say, you will raise up your hand and please say it. Any questions you ask, we shall endeavor to answer it. If you may please come closer to the microphone, it will be greatly appreciated. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from a town hall gathering here in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Ibom Mamano. Hey! Nkete. Ndeba inaega munti ekene kwa munu. Because mandi ocha, oya abuwa sine jiri wagwe onye ocha. Mwa nege eji Biafra gwe onye ocha. Ndi oga anuya. Yotago. Because anya afuga ife no buda. Mwa nobu na anya afuga ife ofuga mungu ife. You see? Because I'm the happiest man I can say for myself, because everybody know himself. I know myself, and you know yourself. And you know your determination as a Biafra man, not by talking, not by your size. Biafra we talk about is in the blood, is in the blood, not by noise making, man. Guy, anya fugife. Iman and the outside jiainamu. I'm telling you. And if you know where these people, idiot zoological people of Nigeria, hold you. Oh. I'm sorry, Kanguna Afam. My name is Benjamin Achi Ngene. And I am from Enugu State, Nkanu East Local Government Area of Biafra Land. And I am the volunteer officer in this Dubai.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That is why I told you that Biafra is not by noise making. Biafra is not by talking and talking and talking. We are on the second phase of this mission. I will undi Diego. I will undi Mwekuoku. I will undi Oga Abua Sisi Nenka Ageme Anemia. One, the one you will do, you come out. Not by standing and talking and just making a hell of noise. Guy, when I begin listening to what our dear director was saying for that first time we came here, when I was sitting here, guy, I was crying inside my heart. And everly anytime I remember things about my lovely people of Biafra. There was one film I watched last time on internet. How my lovely people trek in the wilderness. And many of them were consumed by the sun of the wilderness. I saw them just trekking to go to a country that Biafra is better than. Thank God that our fathers, they fought the war. And when they fought the war, and the war goes the way it goes, because of the hands of the outsiders, the foreign people, the foreign missionaries, the foreign idiots, that is why I don't even, in fact, guy, why these people go outside and buy all these houses? Because they are the people that help them to intimidate us and destroy us and collect our property during the war. And that's why when they get it, they will now go and develop abroad. And me and you, we are here. And a hopeless Biafra man go tell me, say, one Nigeria. Now forget your Anifa name. Forget your Ananka. Now, Kaibulu Kuifaibu. Eben Nongwago, the battle, my fellow Biafrans are battling me. But I tell them that you people are lucky that we are in this country. Because you cannot do violence in this country. If we are in the Biafran land, Mbelin Tiginyegeta, a man or bullet that in a Mwama Abaka. One name tell him can lap in with a Biafra, I destroy you. This is me. You understand me? Forget Ilo Kasinjo Nowa. Builo Oye. Ilo Dinono. All of the name, okay, imagine. How figure Tata here, Tataya, Enata. Maybe you can eat in your one block, it's illigency. Onye Tiligi, Onya Hosa. Oh, one nigga. We have bad eggs. And we gonna feed the fucking. Oh, say.
Thank you very much.
Give me kind of quiver.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Can love no good tomorrow.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
Many of these people you see, ndi umunne munage, ndi mandisi ni fi ne mebukiri ego, nga agwagia. Enwe mbosi ne ego, ife nagi, if this program, ya, obulo nkegi, no nke munage, obulo soginwe, ije ane eja obulo soginwe, daddy.
That's correct.
Ah, inine.
Of course.
Ofu onyala na Senegal we po, but that day, in Amsterdam, we made that program.
That is
Switzerland. We see, we want to do it. We say,
yes.
I'm not hungry before. But I only saw you once. And the way I saw you is in my dream. That's why today, Nolo, I'm with my alert on my phone. My director sent him with alert in the Abian City. Nanga Fumoka. No, Dogu Cable. Biafra in our team with them. Etilon governors, etilon majuso, etilon billionaires in their inwelo, when we hope. All the commoners say the commoner gnabo. I get what ya.
You say?
If also more than madame, obuga ife di aina alo, ah kalaka ai, ah warai te kobo. I get what ya daddy, GCK.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. Amazing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't think they are quite serious. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. These are people calling us from home. Not following. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. They cannot. Please, go. Who has to something to say, please? These are new callers calling us. They don't quite understand. They don't know. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, sir.
Can you turn your system down and speak to us your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Nigeria. Hello?
What is your name?
My name is Uchenna.
From Enugu State, please turn your system down or move away from the satellite receiver you're using and speak to us. We are here in Dubai and the world is listening. Please speak up.
I'm very happy for what you are doing in this.
Amazing. You know that we have problem in Biafra. We are going to open night school to train our people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. I don't think they can. We have people. I can hear the static, but I'm not. I have been hearing you all this while. Is you not hearing me?
My name is Wabuze. I'm calling from Biafra land.
Wabuze, what is your father's name? No. No. It's the zoo. The line is not very clear. Please use the microphone. Who has something to say? There are people here who haven't said their names. They were complaining before. If you have something to say amongst them, please, you are more. If you have anything to say or questions to ask, you please come forward. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know what is going on tonight. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No. It's not clear. Get a microphone. Who has a microphone, please? Go ahead.
Biafra. Biafra. Freedom.
It's off. The microphone is off. Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm in Imo State, all local government, Biafra land.
Yes.
So, I can go on a boy in Abba. Can I come on? I put around the boats. He went away Zoku. Debra today. I'm very happy. And more happy again. All by the grace of God. Has so to an after a meeting in UAE here. I will be very impressed. Because sometimes, here na am I one we will put an effort. I na like you give me the break. I put a. When I will lawyer, I was a. When I will, I've been dying in the buying and spend the ego. We are there with me. How did he go when you or chase? Oh, if I man the buy up to say so. My name if I do a twenty in the buy. When I will in the house, I was a Ricky one naira. Je glory to tea and auntie. When I'm buy, I say, oh, I was a bucket man. Gebuza Ogayo on a chirenche, Mana Ogasi. Boboso, before I get an abatabu hall, when I was an ago, because so radio. And when you are you crew today, or I was a yama, or square broyosa, gra away you ease, or I am a yabuari crew. Oh, yeah, was a gagama go defend them, or yama, if a good luck, ukul. Because Ekusia, even though Ewulu, I was a language in a London. Ekusipa and Kelondam, I got Ifekul. In Kedanjira, I got Ifekul. Mono munna yon say ike, even though sometimes our people ike radio we are frozen ike. So be calm my yon yobula, ebo obula eno. Biko, kai quality and kai puta, because here we fed it ayobulo, awuna yonwa, eme yonwa 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 yon And the chukwe wiki snelu, let you be a better idea. Only that I want to help my chukwe in Ayaka. And that be a better break. I help work at Chukwe in Ayaka. Now, Jesus.
Amen and amen. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. At least you're making some sense, which is most welcome. Go ahead, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yes, Director, my name is Prince Darlington Chibike Okole. I'm from Enugu State in our local government, Biafra land. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal, but I formerly based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Ife Dibadia is one of my friends, and some other guys that mentioned their names. Some of them are my good friends. Director, I welcome you back to the Emirates. And I am very, very glad that Chukwu Abiam I have always lead you and take you around the world. And I always pray that any accident that we wait on the road will not be for you. Instead, it will be for the Atikus and their cohorts. I pray that God will guide and protect you anywhere you are going, in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Director, what I want to say is this. Before I go on, I want to make one point here clear. Dubai, United Arab Emirates, was a desert when I came to Dubai the year 2000. And according to history, I heard that when Obasanjo was the president of Nigeria in 1979, that United Arab Emirates, they had nothing. They came to borrow money from Nigeria. They came to take loan from Nigeria, and Obasanjo told them, there's nothing good coming from desert. How are they going to pay the loan? It is in history. You can make research and find out what I'm talking about. And if you see Dubai today, United Arab Emirates today, the way it is, I want you to know, I personally, if there is anybody that knows me very well, they will know that I personally, when I was in Dubai, I had a prominent man who came to Dubai and purchased a mighty building. And as an agent, I made my own money. So this is what a lot of them do. They took our money. They bring our money in millions to that place. They buy properties. They buy houses. I know where Atiku has his own mansion there, Atiku Abubakar. I knew where Atos Zelibe has his own mansion there, being an Igbo man. So, Director, Dubai you are looking at today is like that. It wasn't like that year 2000 and 2001 when I was in that country. But today it is a paradise. Everybody is going there to invest. So what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is this. The people, our leaders who are taking our money, going to Dubai, buying properties, and doing all those things they are doing it because nobody has challenged them. I read in the news a few months ago that somebody said that if the governors are stealing our money and nobody is talking, why can't they keep stealing the money? They are stealing the money because the youth are not asking questions. Nobody is asking questions. We are looking at them. Everybody is afraid. When you talk about Biafra, let people come out and talk about Biafra. They tell you what? Biafra is a forgotten story, it's a history. But what I know is that even when Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel in the Bible, he had a lot of people who doesn't like him. A lot of people hated him. A lot of people don't want to listen to the gospel. That is how they killed him. So what I'm saying is this. Your gospel is reaching the whole world. Your voice is touching every nook and corners of this earth. Your voice is shaking the foundation of that nation. Everything that you have preached in that country, about that country, is happening. You are not just a prophet, but you are a great man of God yourself, but you don't know. Director, what I want to tell you is this. You see that nation, about the news that Jonathan declared war against Nigeria. What do you call him?
Buhari.
Buhari said that Jonathan has declared war against Nigeria. I want to tell you that you have said this thing several times and people are not listening. And everything you say is coming to pass now. This Buhari who said that blood of baboos will soak, the dogs and baboos will soak on the streets of Nigeria if he fell election again, is the same man who is moving around and doing all these things he's doing, sponsoring Boko Haram. And now he's now facing Jonathan face to face. It's because you are not a foreign, you are not a minister of a minister from United Kingdom or a minister from one country or a governor from one country. That is why nobody is listening to you. But everything you have said is coming to pass. People are beginning to see them. I have counted almost 17 things that I listen from Radio Biafra. And when I read on news, I see them happening. Clear. Therefore, what I want to say is this. That man called Buhari that is still walking in the street of Nigeria, taking our money and doing all these things. That man, watch the way he will die. Buhari, Atiku, IBB, all of them, they will die like chicken. But director, the bomb they throw at Enugu, that bomb, as I'm sitting here, Enugu State is my own country, the capital of Biafra, my own land, is touching me seriously. And I am angry that I see that a police headquarter in Enugu is saying that it was not Boko Haram that threw any bomb, that there was no bomb. And there is evidence that there was fire burning and people were running and somebody died. And the headquarter police command is opening his mouth saying that no, that it wasn't a bomb. I was crying when I was reading this news. So what happened? Was it a knockout that blow? It was a bomb.
It's knockout.
And they were covering it up.
It's knockout or carbide.
I don't know. So you see, and those things are happening, and people are still asking questions. Why are we asking for Biafra? A whole police officer, a whole police command is denying. They throw in Lagos people say that, Yoruba people say that nothing happened. Until Chika, or what did they call him, come and say it on his video, and
exactly.
People believe. The one that happened in other part of Yoruba land, it happened. They say nothing happened. And later, he say it, and people believe. Director, these people are the head of police in every part of Igbo land.
Of
that
course.
Is why.
Have you seen the suspects at Owerri before? The suspects
no.
at the Winners Chapel. Have you seen them before? But they paraded Onwuka. Onwuka went
yes.
to make a broadcast. They paraded him. If
yes.
you go and run a baby factory, they parade you. But if you have come to kill us in our thousands, they give you 20,000 naira and ask you to go back to where you come from.
Director, let me tell you, you are doing a great job. Even a blind man can see it. Here in Senegal, I know a lot of people who have called me and asked me, can you tell me more about Biafra? Because they are listening to Radio Biafra. And sometimes they don't understand our language. I know how many people have converted to about the issue of Biafra, and they listen to Biafra always, every day. And what you are saying, we are liberating the Africa, not only Nigeria, not only Biafra. What the gospel you are preaching is touching every part of this nation, this Africa, and the rest of the world. We are liberating a lot of hope. Africa is going to be liberated when Biafra comes. And I know that Biafra must come between now and next year, December.
It will come now. Amen.
Director, keep on your good work and God bless.
And you too. Thank you very much. Everybody that sees our flag will know that is there for a purpose. We bring light where there is darkness. Africa cannot be developed until Biafra is free. We are the salt of the earth. Anywhere we go, we are a litmus test for life. If you want to know a society with life in it, you will see a Biafran there. If there is no Biafran, there is no life. Until Biafra is free, Africa will remain very, very dark indeed. Dark in every sense of the word. We are the children of the Most High God. Our purpose on earth is to worship God in truth and honesty. As I remind everybody all the time, I don't base my gospel on the interpretations of man, but by the words that came forth from the mouth of the Most High God himself, when he said, "You will not worship any other God apart from me." That is the word of God, not the word of man. Direct from Chukwu Abiama to Moshe. The English call him Moses. Again, another wrong pronunciation. His name is Moshe. M-O-S-H-E. We must take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from. Your line is very far. You must come very close. There is echo on your line. I need it to be clearer, please. The crowd here is much. They all need to hear you.
Thank you, Director. Are you getting me clearer now?
Can you hear him very well? Go ahead, please. Go ahead. They can. Go ahead.
Are you getting me, Director?
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Wadweze Madame. I'm calling you from the zoo, Lagos. Director, do you know what? I applied for the zoo army. But remember, there's one certain time I messaged you from Facebook.
Yes.
I told you that I'm in a state of confusion, that I don't want to go for Biafra and the Zoo Army.
Yes.
If you have anything like Biafra Army, I will apply.
Yes.
So after 2 weeks, I sent that message. I was very, very overwhelmed that I received the listening on this broadcast. You people called for our recruitment. I was very, very happy. So I traveled down to Biafra land. Then I called Tokabosa. He said I should hold on, that time is not yet on our side, that I have to go back. Then I will not come until they call us to come. So of which the Biafra Army Council, they gave me my money for transportation and sent me back to Lagos so that I will not be frustrated in our land. But here I'm in Lagos, but hopefully I'm going to come back towards that September time. We are very, very gallant on the ground waiting for this call, because every bomb Biafra is very, very overwhelmed to, you know, welcome this idea. All of us, we are very, very many. I personally have met my research. I have even preached to people about this gospel of Biafra, and people are very, very, you know, excited. So we have men on ground.
Can you hear me? He's calling us from the heart of darkness itself, in the zoo. How many of you know that Lagos is the heart of darkness? That is where they plotted the destruction of your race. 3.5 million dead from Lagos. Their own punishment will be worse. When Boko Haram finishes with the Christians living in the northern part of the zoo, they will turn their attention on themselves. Do you know that? They will eat themselves alive. Who has something to say here, please? After this call, come forward. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning from Malaysia. This is Elisha Michael speaking from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I really want to talk to our bold Biafrans in UAE that they made us proud. We appreciate them the way they came out. I have nothing to say about the news headline. I just want to encourage them that as they have come out for this struggle, we don't want them to go back. We need them as we need every other Biafran. With them, we know that Biafra will come. And director, and I know that they know the second phase of this struggle. Many of them has declared their intention.
Do they know the second phase? Hold on, Michael, hold on, Elisha. Do you know we're in the second phase?
Yes, we know.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead. They know.
Yes, and one thing we need here, it is either your money or your life. So, and this is the second phase, which we only have three phases to this struggle. So please, my bold Biafrans, I beg you in the name of Chukwu Abiama, Biafra is the only land that will give us our hope. We are scattered everywhere in the world, and we need to go back home to build our home. As you have boldly come out, please, don't go back. I pray God will bless every one of us and give us the strength to carry on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is our coordinator, our overall national in Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. All people of Biafra. My good name is Jeff. I come from Imo State or Kigwe. Geoffrey Chinedu Ilo. I come from Imo State or Kigwe. Back where we're trying to build. May God bless you all. I will start by advising my people right here. I am a new convert in this Biafran war. And what makes me convinced to be here in presence of everybody here is because of the voice of our Honorable Director. That voice alone makes me feel and know that it's not a child play. And I want to admonish everybody here to rethink if you are really for this or you are for money. It will be so bad that you are before the director, whom I believe that God sent, and declare you are fighting while your motive is for your pocket. I want to tell each one of us that I personally, if you know me too well here, you find that I don't come to occasions. But I honor this not because of any man, but because I fear God. And I must tell you the truth. If we all fear God, we're going to achieve this aim. And the only way to achieve it is all in what you can afford. Yourself, your money, your world. Honorable Director, by the grace of God, is gifted to talk to public. And I am one of his converts, because his voice alone triggered my spirit that we need to separate from where we call Zoo. I have stayed long in one of the states called Sokoto State in the Zoo. I must tell you from bit to bit what the aim of Hausa and Fulani man is. I eat and dine with them. I know them so well. I know what they can do. I know what they are up to. And I know the next plan they have with you, even when they stay with you. But I must tell you, the battle is not carnal. It's not. And the only way you can win this battle is not by gun. It's not by power, but by loving the next person close to you. With oneness, you can get what you want. With love, you can always achieve what you've not seen. But I must tell you the truth. If it's because you have tried to dine in the street and you wouldn't get anything, or you haven't got anything, and you feel this is an avenue to raise funds, God will punish you. I want to tell you this, that the last thing you could do or you have in mind is to get from Abwen Acho Acho. Hallelujah. The reason why I'm in this gathering tonight is because it's all about God. I don't know where you class me on. I don't know what you think about me. But it's always good you judge me from what you hear from my mouth. People of Biafra, I know that you can always get what you want from those people with the fear of God. Please, I beg people that are in UAE Dubai branch to be honest, just like our honorable director is. I don't know him. I've not seen him before, if not today. But if you are a spiritual man, I just give you 2 days or a day listening to his voice and what he's saying. He speaks like a prophet. And he's only a prophet that will lay down his life for his people. I tell you once again, if you want really Biafra to come to pass, you have to start planning for love among yourselves. The genesis of, I tell you one thing. When Jonah refused to follow the word, did God fight him? No. Did God shoot him? No. But God prepared him and bundled him. Nobody knows the way God did it. But Jonah found himself doing what he refused to do. Amen. What am I saying in essence?
God will by himself arrange Biafra for our good. And how will it come? By what our director
Nnamdi Kanu is doing.
I tell you, he won't be hurt. They can only fight, but they can't get him. What I'm saying, you might not believe it, but dig it, you will see. Truth can only be bitter to a wicked man. And as you are a wicked man, you can camouflage, but it will not work for you. I won't go too long because I talk too much. I want to give audience to others too, so that they talk. But what the key of why I am here is, introduce love. Introduce love. Each and every one of us have each gift to make up a home. And how do we know that you belong to us? If your gift is financial, is finance, you bring out your phone. If your gift is to broadcast the good work we are planning, don't hesitate. If your gift is to lay down your life for your people, just like Jesus Christ did, don't hesitate. God bless us more.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We have a caller on the phone. Is that correct?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name. Your name, yes. Your life to the world. We are in the presence of a very impressive audience here in Dubai, in the UAE. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Good evening, sir, Director.
Yes,
my
go ahead.
My name is Chizoban Naman. My name is Chizoban Naman. I am calling from Morocco.
From Morocco. Please go ahead.
Director. Yeah, Director, I thank you for your good work.
Thank you.
I said, my Chukwuabiam, grant you more strength.
You say.
In the name of Chukwuabiam, my
friend. You say.
Director, too much thank Uchemefo. But it's time, Mamezu. Ike Chukwu Yago, sister, Vita Nubogo, Chukapos, all of them. The people I can remember their name. There are many. We are many. Director, I thank all of them. Director, there is something that I want to tell you. This is a dream, but I want to speak it in my mother's tongue. Understand? Director, I'm a rogue in a bay. I'm a rogue in a bay. Oh, William, to the one day in Suka. Oh, yeah, now we're in Suka. You created a new man. Mess and don't suck my, you went down Suka because.
Hello? We have lost that prophecy. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
Director, my name is Chinon Saz 11. I'm calling from Germany and I'm from Omaha here, Abia State.
Which part of Omaha do you come from?
Itunta Ikwano.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I am very, very happy about what you're doing.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you that if you keep on, God will be with you.
You say?
Yeah, and I'm calling from Germany. Although I'm new here, but I don't know how I can meet my people here so that I can join them for whatever they are doing.
Which part of Germany are you in?
In Landshut.
Okay. I don't know. We have Biafra friends in
Landshut, Germany.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Can you go to Biafra friends in Germany under Radio Biafra, please? Biafra friends in Germany under Radio Biafra.
Okay, sir.
And do you have a pen and paper as well? Do you have a pen? I have a number to give to you. Do you have a pen and paper?
Let me look.
Yes, you look for one. I will keep you on hold. When you come back, you let me know so I can announce it to you, please.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hello? Please, the number now.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, sir.
Is +49, which plus is the code for Germany, nine. Yes.
15 228 228 755 755 966 966.
That is the number of our overall coordinator in Germany, Mazin Zrumike. You call him and he will tell you what to do. He's our overall national in Germany.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, Arthur.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bana. Who has something to say, please? If you've not said it, there are people here that didn't say their names because the crowd was too much. Now is the time for them to do so if they wish to. We want as many people as possible to speak, including those coming now. You can introduce yourself and then say whatever it is on your mind, please.
Biafra. France. Biafra. France.
Freedom.
Biafra. Thank you, all my brothers. My names are Sebastian Igwebike Choke. I'm from Amandimolo, in particular, from Eziagu local government in Enugu State. I think my director here, director, will greet you. Yeah. The only thing I have to say is not much. I will only start from giving each and every one of us hope. There is a prophecy which those days they were saying it, and it came to happen in America. Obama stands today. It was a prophecy. I want to tell you all today, one day, within a short time, we'll all stand and bear our father's name, Biafra. Biafrans.
Freedom.
Biafra. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. There are those that have not spoken on the second row, I'm sure. And anybody, come forward, please. If you have something to say, come forward and say it. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. Every eye is focused on Dubai today. Every eye around the world is focused on you people. Please go ahead.
Freedom.
Biafra.
First of all, I would like to comment. I would like to praise. I would like to even lift up our director who is directly here, Truth and Life, with us today. Many of us, we must have heard so many about him if you have been listening to Radio Biafra. But today, I never thought it would be possible. But today, we are broadcasting from UAE. I want to go directly to a particular point. Somebody asked here before, where is Biafra? Somebody sometime asked in one of our meetings, where is Biafra? I want to tell you today, standing before you, my name's Nzogo Patrick Okoria. I am from Isochi, in Umunusho government area of Abia State. My people, we don't understand Nzogo, but my father fought alongside Chukwuma Kaduna Nzogo. That's why he gave me the name Nzogo. So that Biafra had been in me personally since I was born up to this moment. You can see my neck also, I'm wearing a white gold Biafra because I'm proud of Biafra. All right. What I'm trying to say this night is this. Most of us here, sitting even right here with us now, and most of us outside, don't know what is Biafra. We people don't know who we are. You will park a car near somebody's house. Before you go, you call him, we have a meeting today. Say, come and pick me. You will pack your car. Come and tell this guy, let's go to a meeting. Don't bring anything. Whatever you eat, whatever you do, we'll give you. He ask you, nah, my man, that Biafra safe. That Biafra safe. It is that Biafra will get head. How can Biafra get head when you are calling me? And you call my man, yeah, both of Nobody ever gets freedom without a collective effort from each and every one of us. Biafra can never fall from heaven. Biafra is not for me, not for the director here, not for you. Biafra is for all of us. Most of you here, your parents fought for Biafra. We lost our parents, we lost our sisters, we lost our brothers and our lost members of family, whom we might have known today, but because of that war, we couldn't be able to know who they are. We only hear about them. How can we sleep if our fathers or our grandfathers could have fought for the people of Biafra? Why can't we today stand up and say, no, those people could never die in vain? Very simple thing. If only Igbos, only Igbos alone, if you can stand together, we can take Biafra. By fire, by force. By intellectuality, by dancing itself, by fighting, by whichever way, we have everything in Biafra. How can you tell your own brother about Biafra, a original Igbo man whose father fought for Biafra war? We open his mouth and say, nah, that Biafra is safe. This is your girl head safe. Can you imagine that? So what I want to say in effect is this. If you live here today, I want each and every one of us to be a preacher of Biafra, a prophet of Biafra. Tell the person next to you, tell him to tell that person that we are going to have Biafra. By fire, by force, there must be Biafra. See, some people don't know, some people think that you are joking, you know? Some people don't know that Biafra is just a step away. Very soon, there will be Biafra. If you believe it, you don't believe it, we see very, very soon, and soon and very soon, there will be Biafra. But before I stop, I want each and every one of us here to give a round of applause to our director. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very kind. Thank you. Do we have another caller? Please. On the phone, on Skype, I must say. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you. Good evening, director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Ezekiel Ezenne Okole. I am from Ogun local government in Enugu State. I am the national coordinator of Turkey.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, you are welcome to Middle East.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
UAE is a part of Middle East, and I want to use this opportunity to thank the national coordinator of UAE. He has been trying a lot, and today he's also gathering his people, our family, Biafra family, together in town hall meeting with you. And the same time today, he directs two people from Turkey to me today, that to show me that he's trying not only in UAE, but also working here in Turkey as well.
Wonderful.
I thank you very much, director. And we're also looking forward to see you here in Turkey very soon. Because I can say that I'm jealous by the crowd I'm hearing in UAE there.
It's rocking.
If people can turn up in Turkey like in this way, I will be so happy, because I know that whenever you appear, people turn up in a great way. So in one day, we are looking forward to have you here in Turkey too.
Thank you very much, and we shall come there. We will come there. Thank you very much,
director. And once again, I thank one of our brother who have spoken before few people speak. He spoke very well. This struggle is not what we are passing through. It's not somebody. I don't like it when people are talking about finance when we have something to do. When we have important thing, what more than finance? What more than money? Because Biafra, what more than money? Biafra, what more than life? Biafra is not something that somebody will come up to work on his own pocket. And I believe we start this movement by God. And after God, we pay. After God, among the people who pass away in Biafra war, all those spirits, they are walking behind us, they are walking with us. Anybody who is talking about our fund, who is putting eye in our fund, who is using Biafra to make money in his own pocket, that person must be careful, because before we start this movement, there's a lot of commitment, and we will not by anything but by God, because Chukwu Abiama will come after the person. Any person who is working towards this struggle must come out with his full heart, in truth and in faith, to join us and get this Biafra. Director, this is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You are well spoken. Maybe someday I will be able to go to Turkey, because after my travels from here, I will go to the United States of America. From there, I will go to the Caribbean. I will travel to Mexico. And then I will go home. I will be in Enugu for some time to coordinate our efforts towards ensuring that Biafra comes. I was in Enugu before I came out. I came out to tell all of you here assembled today that we are in the second phase of our struggle, that we need the help and support of everybody to make what we are doing to work properly. Biafra belongs to all of you. Biafra doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to the editorial board of Radio Biafra. It does not belong to a group of people. Biafra is a nation. It is a country, and belongs to all of us. Therefore, we owe it as a national duty, as a patriotic calling, to do all we can within our capabilities to ensure we do what is right, that our country may come. That very thing is to apply yourself in every way possible, to dedicate and devote yourself to tasks ahead. There are things that each and every one of us here can do. Please volunteer yourself. Make sure you go out on the streets to campaign. Make sure that those around you never stop talking about Biafra. All these little things, they count in the long run. They count. We are counting on those of you here in Dubai not to let your country down. If you let your country down, you will remain here forever. If you let your country down, the Jews of Israel, what happened to them will be nothing compared to what will happen to you. You know why the Israelis survived? They had one common religion. You know, they were speaking Yiddish outside and other forms of derivatives of Hebrew. As soon as they came back to their land, they formed Hebrew immediately. I started speaking Hebrew by force. But you know, we don't have any religion to bind us together. You know that very well. Some of us go to Catholics, some go to Anglicans, some go to Presbyterian, some go to Kwa Ibo. Some of us go to heaven knows what, even Yoruba churches. We are in a very deep mess. If you don't get, people must understand this very carefully. If you do not get Biafra now, you are finished. I can tell you that. Completely and totally. You are finished. You need Biafra more than Biafra. Our people in their usual style will think it's a joke. I told you in 2009 when it was unfashionable. Go and play Radio Biafra when we were on shortwave. We said that you will be killed in the north. And today it is happening. You are being killed in the north. We said all those properties, you will leave them and run again for the second time. Today you are begging for somebody to buy your house for ₦500,000 and they are saying no, there is no money to buy it. Once. But despite what they did to us, this is the aspect of evil reasoning I have still not unraveled. I'm still thinking about it. They killed you in the north. You went back to the same place. The same place where they burnt down the old hotel. You took loan and you built another one. And now the youths are telling you to go. Babangida and Buhari are sponsoring those killing you. Your children are all over the world. They are in Dubai scavenging. Ourselves, I was in London before, scavenging. All over the world. Scattered all over the place. Some of us are doctors. Some of us are management consultants. Some of us, regardless of what you are a scavenger. Because you're doing your doctor or practicing your pharmacy in another person's country, looking after other people, not your own people. When you are in America practicing medicine or pharmacy or God knows what, how about your village where you come from? Who is practicing medicine there? So you can see that in all, we are not as intelligent as we think we are. Because the only thing that matters to you is where you come from. In your own village, in your mother's village, your father's village, all of us put together, who is taking care of our people? Nobody. But we are outside as doctors, we are outside as pharmacists, we are outside as chemists, working for other people, not working for ourselves. All this nonsense will be reversed by those of you that have faith. 100 men is all we ask for. 100. The Gideon imperative. We will beat the record set by Gideon in the Bible. Ours will be done with 100 men. 100. These 100 men, you give them the requisite support. You give them the necessary equipment needed and required to fight. We go and burn the zoo down. That's what we're asking you to do. It's not going to be everybody. Not everybody is born a fighter or a warrior. Not everybody is born a patriot. Some of us are born to do buying and selling. That's a fact of life. Some of us are born to be doctors. Some of us are born to be athletes. Some of us musicians, as the case may be. And where's that our brother here anyway? The musician, is it? Did he come? He traveled. He went to South Africa. Did he? He went to the zoo. Okay. Who has something to say, please? You come forward and say it. Come forward and say it. Especially, have you spoken before, my dear brother? Please go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. All the people of Biafra, all over the world. My names are Obato Ladema Silas Nwale. I'm from Ibomezeke, Ebonyi State, Salt of the Nation, Biafra land. I'm speaking from Dubai. In the beginning, I want to thank our honorable coordinator, Nnamdi Kanu. It has been long in my life. I've been trying to get this program or this gospel on my Skype. I'm trying it every day, but it wasn't successful. But as the God may have it, today I'm with him alive, and I can touch him flesh and blood. Again, I have to thank our national coordinator and his colleague here in Dubai, my EBO coordinator, I hear. Another person, the eminent barrister, Imam Mezu. I'm always surprised each time our coordinator mentioned his name, Barrister Imam Mezu, are you with me? Yes, director, I'm with you. Very marvelous. That makes me to ask one of my friends, how possible that every broadcast, this man must be alert, even though he's the higher barrister in London. But I then found out that the spirit of Biafra lives in him. And when the spirit lives in you, my dear, let me tell you, every other thing another person is telling you without Biafra is just a waste of time. Biafra? That is the reason why I'm very surprised. Because of the crowd I saw when I came, even though many have gone. But I'm telling you, almost 2% of, I can say 3, did not just come for the sake of Biafra, but to see he who is Nnamdi Kanu. Yes, I can say it, because many are thinking that he will be more taller or huge than Obasanjo, one of the zoologists. It is not a laughing matter. I am here watching him. He is a life testimony given to a short man like me. He is here saying that he will fight the zoo to the last blood of him. Then, when I... you understand? So, but I must tell you that God have a way of doing things, my brothers. My fellow Biafrans, God have a way of doing things. So, please, to cut things short, we have a program at hand. And that program is on how to raise funds to buy our ammunition. There are some people who make a comment on Facebook that we should not talk about ammunition. I know what the director is telling them. Even if you're called, he will tell you. One person one day called him, who give you the authority or the power? Why did you feel fear all over the world? You are even confronting Obama and the rest of others in the zoo. He told them that the first thing that can grant you a victory over your enemy is to be comfortable. But if fear catches you, your enemy will defeat you.
Of course.
So, when I heard that, I said, okay, to God be the glory that our national director here in Dubai have made it possible by the grace of Chukwu Abiama to see the director of all people of Biafrans all over the world. So I'm here apologizing for those who may not be able to attend the meeting frequently. I know that there are some that can only be here today or within the 3 days of staying with our director and then go back. Please, if you heard a call of raising fund, this is for your life and I, not for Nnamdi Kanu alone, neither for me or for the director. I know how difficult it is when you share a flyers or a talk to your neighbors about this Biafra. But I am not surprised, because I once tell a group of people laughing at me, we are 6 in numbers here and you people are laughing at me. What about our director? All over the world, do you know how many thousands of people are laughing at him? Do you know how many thousands of bullshit messages that he is receiving? But yet, he did not give up. So I am telling you, my dear beloved brothers and sisters of Great Biafran, if you can't come out, volunteer your life as a soldier, just like some of our brothers here did, please, we need your money. Your money is not for someone to go and open a shop or anything outside the country. It is to go and gain the Biafran land. I'm telling you, most of us did not believe that we all run away from our country. If you don't know, we just ran away from our country. Because if our country is just like this Dubai, why must you be here? You wouldn't have been here. You will be in your hometown and enjoy what your fathers have. We have a lot in our own side. But due to the zoologists are over us in all conditions, and that is the reason why you and I ran away. Most of us here attended university, but at the end you come here to look for work. You will not even find one. At the end, you came here just buy a ticket that can sustain you over 3 years, just as the director said at initial time, which I am one. I don't even know where I am. But I am telling you, if I have such opportunity in my own country, why should I be here? If you said that you didn't run away. And not only that,
You are here, and they are still taking those things that they're supposed to take from you in the zoo. Do you know how? Our director was trying to explain it on our last meeting. Some of us here that are into container or shipping business, if you go to Nigeria or that zoo wharf, you will pay more than what the container contained. And your money and my money, those of us who struggle and buy one kind of all the parts we know more than and load into that container, will be charged as well to bail out the container. You see, in one way or the other, the zoo is also collecting that fund from you. You are still working for them, even though you ran away. They have power over you. So what we are trying to say is that let's come out in one voice and get our land, Biafra. We have a lot of shipping areas, just like River Niger, Port Harcourt, and all other places, Calabar. Then when we talk of oil and minerals, we have a lot. But Ugu people did not have any, but they are enjoying it. The only thing they have in abundance is hot weather. Too much this sand. If you have been to the northern part, my dear, let me tell you, leg erosion, umba woku. Iga habanare nwe habanare chacha. When the time comes, you will inherit it like others. But in our own area, we have a normal weather. There is nothing like that. Omwere oya na daya nugwausa by now. Oka na hadi. So within, I'll be very brief, please. Within a short time, iga afunya huzruki like this. Before chani ifase gino angugo, iya bu heat okumoko burianime room. It is happening.
Heat stroke.
So, but I'm telling you that in our own land, the land of Biafra, we have everything. We have honey. We have milk. Please, please, and please. Why I'm so much bold to announce this is I have seen our able director with his own power and with his own strength, with the regard that he has not fearing anybody. The same faith I have in him, that I will not fear anybody to say whatever I want to say. Remember once again I said my name is Obatola Ademma, should in case you may ask. So, our director, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Many people called you prophets, Messiah, Moses, Jesus, Joshua. Those are the characters that you possess, and I believe God will lead us through in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Tobin. I'm calling from Ebonyi State, Nonika local government.
Go ahead, please.
So grateful today. I called 2 days ago when you are in your room. I'm so grateful that you have given us hope. No, you are hopeless. Many Biafra are hopeless. But since I started hearing this lady Biafra, I got to become a hope. I hope somebody. Because all hope has lost. But thank God that today you are giving us hope. I just want to say one of three things. When I call us, I say that I want to be among the soldiers also that will fight for the Biafra. And I still maintain my word that any time, any hour that they are starting a meeting, I want to be among to fight for the Biafra. Because what is happening in this zoo for Nigeria is so too bad. The common the Emir of Kano, late Emir of Kano, somebody that is rich, only that money is enough money to develop the living this year. Talking to talk about this and the government. Sir, director, I say no good to your elbow. The people of Burma, will always protect you until we achieve our goal. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. How about the people here? They've not said their names. Please come forward. Come forward, please. And the callers on the phone, stay where you are. Our Skype line is simply Radio Biafra. Often we are inundated with calls that our system buckles under the pressure. Please go ahead. Your name and where you come from, please. Very, very important to us. Again.
Good evening. Good morning. Good night for some of our brothers all over the world. My name is Jeremiah Nnabike Igbokwe. I came from Enugu State. Omumbandono, Ezeagu local government in Biafra land. My brothers, I just want to thank every one of you for attending this great meeting. It's quite unfortunate that sometimes when we call our meeting, some of us here will not be in the meeting. But I thank God for seeing you all here today. I just want to encourage you, so that we will be coming to meeting. Whenever the meeting is being called, all of us should attend so that this struggle of Biafran, this struggle which every one of us is putting on, let's stand it. Because this thing we are doing now requires money. And I'm calling everyone to please, whenever you hear our meeting test, maybe the coordinator tests you for the meeting, please try to come so that this movement will move on. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Please, go ahead.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra. My Biafra brothers, I just have a little thing to say. It's like we don't know that these people are mocking, are laughing us. They are making mockery of us. My name is Ifeanyi Uzor from Nnewi South. I'm one of the volunteer soldiers. And the reason why I volunteer to be a soldier in this movement is this. I don't want us to fail. Because being a soldier is the most important part of this movement. I'm even wondering why, since our director has been lamenting over money, those of us that have the money don't want to bring out. What about the people that want to give their life? Is money more important than life? No. You people are still seizing to bring money. Why some people are still in a haste to come out and give their life? Man, if people don't know, let me just give you one explanation. Since I've been listening to this radio, I've not called for one day. I'm only listening and picking out some things that is important to me. One thing I pick out, Wole Soyinka, there was a day our director here made mention of about Wole Soyinka, saying that why this bomb is killing us is because we are together. And the only way to stop it is for us to be together. He said this thing. I spent many years in Yoruba land. I understand them very well. They never go straight to their point. The meaning of this is just like, then go away from them. That is what he means. But he used, because they are very cronish. He used that language like this, so that even if our staff people catch him, he will say, I say, make them no go now. If Igbo people come and catch me, you say, I use it as parable for you to people to go. So that thing is stand between the two sides that they have nothing to lose. If you watch Obasanjo, during his own regime in the army, all the whole queue that they attempted, Obasanjo is involved. But there is no one they caught him. Say, Obasanjo, you are supposed to kill you because you are involved, because he always there, but his word stand the two sides. If they attempt to kill, lose, he is not in problem. If they won, he's there. That is zero bam bam for you. Another thing, Hausa people said that we should go and they will take their land. my brothers and sisters. I wish you in any land with Hausa people. This is another parable to us, which, because I know many of us that is fathered by Hausa people, they are very foolish. Some, like for example, now, I know this table is my own, and this computer cannot stand without this table. And I tell you, okay, take your computer, I will take my land. If I take this land, will this computer stand anyway again? If Hausa people take their land, they said, where will I worry there? Be on the same land. That means they are telling you, go away from Nigeria. We are taking Nigeria. That is what they simply mean. Not that they don't have any land we are sharing together. They are telling us that we should go away from their land. So you can go there and take bucket and carry your oil and go to Dubai or any other country, but leave their land for them. They started from that north again. Now they want to train their soldiers inside there. That's why they give mandate that everybody should leave that land, that their brothers is coming. Those their brothers that are coming is from Niger. They want to bring in Niger soldiers to monitor the land. They will start operating from there and conquer us. That is the simple mathematics. So now, la rozo kola, na danya jasi eze, sunun neme biafra, sunun wotegun ana adwazo, obasa kwa lun. I know many people here. I'm going to ask Kenya. I could go there 100 dirhams. No matter any amount, I want to Dubai. I got 100 dirhams. At least I know some people here. I'm going to Hanalo. But they manage to pay their house rent, which is 350 dirhams every month. And they don't have income of 350 dirhams every month. But when it is time to pay that rent, they will pay it. Because they really need to pay. Because if they don't pay, they will push them out. My brothers, how do you know that you have been a kai gari to to anwa kai biru no budo ibo mano ai chok ai ne buru na 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 ai uta isa kugo best space ai kai buru look and abai me kwa na mganga ndi an emela ai haka ai mo keke nwa kai we me ana asa look ai ne to hanu nya look we all are look in our own place too. Come on to bring 50 dirhams 100 dirhams to just support the movement of people that want to die for you. You are feeling stingy. Will I bring my money and go and die for you too? That means you must be a very greedy man. So, what I only want to say, in essence, is this. I don't hope on any rich man. Because rich man doesn't fight for freedom. Because he's already free at his own side. Freedom is being fought by poor people like us. You can't tell me that if I'm made, you can't tell me, I won't even be here. And I will tackle you from any angle for you not to come and bring me to become poor like you again. That is what these people are doing to us. So we now left for us to bring out our little money that we have and buy this weapon we're talking about. And be those one that is determined to still render life, we'll go ahead and use it. We are going to use this money, not for anything, it's to fight and gain our land. It is written in the Bible. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be added unto you. And our director make him alive and one. This everybody has seen the kingdom of God. And whenever we seek it and get it, oil, cocoa, everything done there, added unto us. That is the meaning again. Jesus Christ, Apollo, a Negro, Yana Umazia. That is what I pick for again. If my director can still remind me that there was a place they call us Negro, called black people Negro.
Yes, nigger. Yeah. That's where you got even the name River Niger, which is River Niger. And then from there to Nigeria. Or Nigeria. So or the this Royal Niger Company.
So these Negro people, which were the ones? Anyone by but Jesus Christ. I got Emekaman after Yeshua. See, I'm like, let Belaige. Jesus Christ, no way I'm about this kingdom. And no man, I want this kingdom that is Uwagabu honey to us. Or say, I want more Yabachuku Nibin in Igwe. Go to the Afia. Let that kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. All the in heaven. They are enjoying it in heaven. Jesus Christ got like that in manner. Oh, enjoy. He wants us to enjoy the same thing on this earth. That we should beg God to give us this kingdom. And God has given us this kingdom. Good. The same Bible, what was there now? This kingdom has given to you. Suffered violet. and the only children of God, the violent children of God, take it by force. My brothers, anybody, my children of God, violent one, come on, let us go and take our thing that belongs to us. That is all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. And from what you have said, I have also been schooled on a lot of things that were hitherto unclear to me. Unclear to me. That is why on Radio Biafra, we enlighten, we educate, and in turn, we are also educated as well. So when Hausa people, we are saying, you take your oil, we take our land. That is exactly what they meant. And that is why they are sponsoring this most virulent form of jihad to come and take us over by force. Not by persuasion, not by reason, not by argument, but to kill you if you dare to stop them. And we can't allow that to continue. Never, ever, ever. Please go ahead.
And the man actually saw you because some reason why I'm actually saw you. Because here don't have brief or zone. I don't know how we and only I'm only and on news. We'll be able to know. Otoy Buranas, Anasa, and Atin. I better follow now. The reason why you're not my answer is that a band make a carry everybody along. Okay, Jim, so if I have a question, no, I know I'm much as here. So, I'm only here when you see I put ever. Then you didn't matter on the people. A question or you because in the house, I won't know 1,000 can you did it. Can keep a war poor. A day's your hand we hope I'm 2,000. So, you need to deny that and I say, I'm with the boys. That's a color I'm a leaver. That's a color I seek. Even you stand that Sakala and my village that name will keep all on you, Bona. What you know, put on one mud. Before you knew it, on the bar, make real Bogota and them my. One of you and your side, I look at a halfway bar will be 24 more. So in the cook, I will do too. Because I buy a phone night twice in Norcia Banner. Some people better buy on to Sabia and my jack a go on another. Some people be quite buy a phone now and my jack and won't cook another. My neighbor from Monca is the moon, maybe I have a boss. And I be for me who own portal. And I'm missing good chair before we move in there. It wants a portal now. As no cannabisi. My dear number, as no cannabisi, mung and anabisi. Because when one of you is one or no, but doing yours. Now, bumble, why not do in our walk? So you know, quite for zonk, I will love Obi. On your bona. On your bona poop to beer, put up a mail for once and for all. And another one is that now, the mother, a put a name with a cassic as a cannaba. On your son, ya, naba colonia, on your apple business, ya. And if I even am I, and not if I name maybe. Man, if I work with you up to be once, mail once and for all your own and Malay Bok Wap. Among Afflon Dowser, because I'm on a Monday on Dowser, I'm on Monday Fabu, I'm on Wapa Kamu. Because I pay for the moment. If I have any questions, I'm going to venture. My name to Ambago now. Focus, Ecosi Aga. A bomb on that one among my apota. Because I don't miss you, Anna or Nola. I said, no, only you see now, no, didn't he? Also, Chuku Moya Golofe. And okay now, no, didn't he? I'm your crazy cards to know. Natural. Were you with the Amy? You may well honor my not chair now. So I won't and thou sassin no how I know. But can never buy mung after her. And I'm a bullet so do on your zone, you saw bullet can thou, sir. So I know queen to among my basins in another bar, and my basins in another bar will be a drum mama. Is the one who be up on my son now, blonde could say than I can. So because you don't have us on, I will not be put on. I may if I once and for all. Because in the phone, ask an amazing one year when I'm on your own, or not to go, not to go, if any maybe. Almost by an hour, an hour. Because I am going to keep you, Gordon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. The unmistakable voice of Dr. Oge Dozokwe. Am I mistaken?
That is him. You're right.
Please go ahead. We are here in Dubai.
Thank you very much for what you are doing. I was actually forced to stop to say something because I'm quite impressed with our brothers who are in United Arab Emirates, and precisely Dubai. I want to use this opportunity to thank all our brothers who are there with you in studio, those who organize the event, the town hall meeting taking place in Dubai. I'm very, very impressed. The way they're making their contribution, there's no doubt that they have that burning desire for Biafra. In fact, I've been comparing how they talk, how they speak, with what happened when you went to, is it Netherlands? And
that is correct.
Netherlands,
yes, Netherlands, yeah. Netherlands, yeah.
Yes. And I now begin to see what you keep saying, that Biafra, we shall get it from those of our brothers living in Asia. Yeah, it's Malaysia. Dubai is now trying to probably overtake Malaysia. Look at China. All these countries are very strong and they are very determined. And can also, a number of them are already coming up and say that they are volunteer soldiers and so on. Please, my brothers in Dubai, keep it up. I know the only thing I know about the affair is that as long as you support this cause, you will not be in want. Money will be coming your way. If you are one of those that make contributions, the money will be replenished by God Almighty, because it is the fight of God we are doing. I believe in the preaching of what our director says always, that it is by divine mercy, Chukwu Abiyama. I've born a Catholic, but since I started listening to Radio Biafra, I'm still a Catholic, but I believe in what he is saying, that we are supposed to get this Biafra so that we shall worship the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama. Because I'm beginning to look at our scriptures. All this Catholicism, Anglicanism, the world is the Yoruba churches, you know, the Pentecostal churches. I'm beginning to look at them with some kind of ego eye. And my eyes are now open. I now understand exactly that anything you are told, you have to question it. You just don't, not when somebody comes and tells you something about Biafra, that is rubbish about Biafra, you don't question the person. Biafra is the spirit. If it goes into you, I mean, you become one of its disciples, just like I am. The only thing I think of is Biafra. I sleep Biafra. I wake up Biafra. As far as I'm concerned, I see myself, even though I practice in the United Kingdom, I'm not satisfied at all. I believe that the only place I have to go back is home. And what I'm doing it for my children, because if my children grow up here and live here all the days of their life, it means that my name is gone. Because the next generation, when you ask them, where are you from? They say, my grandfather comes from somewhere in Africa. They won't even know the name of Biafra or even Nigeria, let us say. So all of us must put hands on deck to ensure that we restore our beloved country, Biafra, where there will be milk and honey, and where we can utilize and worship the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama. Director, once more, I thank you for what you are doing, and your deputy, who also criticizes your absence, and all the people working for the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. I salute all of you. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Oge Dozokwe, and God bless you too. I told you that Biafra is a spirit. I came to Dubai not expecting anything. I said if I see 10 people, that would be nice. I never knew that this type of thing was waiting for me in Dubai. this is the best town hall meeting we have ever had before. The reason being that some of you came here, people with Biafra in their mind long time ago, banqueting, just keeping quiet, with Biafra burning in them every blessed day. Today they came here to say it. They've never attended meetings before, but there was Biafra somewhere brewing at the back of their mind. The highest number of volunteers, open and very proud, is in Dubai. Open and very proud of it is in Dubai. If we carry this spirit, there's no way Biafra will not come. There is this fear we have all the time. You know, when you see somebody or watch somebody die of hunger, to bring it out is a problem because you don't know when the hunger will strike again. That is the damage that Yoruba has caused. It's psychological. But you forgot, no, no, when you hear to fura, when you hear na totota. We have two ways to raise money to fight for Biafra. We can go stealing and kidnapping, which is crime. We can go into wholesale crime to get the money, or we can come to you to get the money. And how do you know that we are going to use the money to do exactly what we said we are going to do? You look at our track record. Antecedents is called. We have not failed before. Look at where we are coming from. The reason why we are telling you is because not that we cannot commit crime. We can go and we have men under arms. They can go and kill one or two people to start committing crime. Any day we do it, Chukwu Abiama will remove his glory from us. Because in our land, you don't kill. I don't know if you know that. Do you know that?
Yes.
You don't know that Biafra is holy. As our brother was speaking here, I was learning so much from him. He was reciting our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And there is a place in Enugu called Omuani Igwe. The children of the kingdom of heaven. There is no land holier than our own. The best thing that can happen to anybody is to die fighting for Biafra. I told you that after the 30th of May, remember those that died, you will see what will happen. Did I not tell you that? And after that, we hear him. Igbo leaders of thought are now positioning themselves to be pro-Biafran. They want to come to us. After the 30th of May, politicians now want to remember Igbo people that died. After that, they're not talking about emancipation. They are talking about self-determination for the very first time. The reason why they say it is because they know that we are not afraid of death. You must understand it very clearly. Some of us are merely existing, occupying space. Just occupying space for no reason. The only thing that can restore your dignity, there is something called honor and dignity. Black African people don't have it. But I want us to have it in Biafra land. Where you will die defending the honor of your country. Because you come from somewhere. Do you know what the Japanese did during the Second World War? If they give you a mission and you fail, you will kill yourself rather than come back in disgrace to your country to tell them that you failed. Do you know that? The kamikaze, they gave us the false suicide bombing, if you don't know that. The kamikaze pilots of the Japanese Air Force, go and ask the Americans in the Battle of the Pacific. I am a very keen student of history because I know that history has a way of repeating itself. So I spent time studying Biafra. That's the only thing I did after my first degree. I spent time on Biafra alone. Why did we lose? I find that it's our mentality, the way we think. Why is it, the other question I'm asking, why is it that no leader actually loves Biafrans, Igbos especially, after Mbakwe? How come no one loves you? I found that it's also in your nature. It's what you do that puts people off serving you in truth and honesty. If not that Chukwu Abiam determined that I should come, I will abandon you for Imre Bruno. Because they say, when you're washing your hands, everything. When I remember people that say what they say, the inboxes I get, the emails I get, the messages I get. As my father would say, you say, if not for this person, if not that Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. Sometimes I wonder what the great people of the scriptures must have gone through, trying to lead a people who are almost impossible to lead. That was why you lost the war. Because you were impossible to lead. I remember the fight between Achuzi and Onwatuegu about the number of casualties we had around Owerri. How Achuzi went to Ojukwu and convinced Ojukwu that he should lead the command to go and retake Owerri at very high cost. Onwatuegu said, no, we are losing too many men. I can take Owerri with less casualties. After all, he was wonderful. Onwatuegu was supernatural, another talented, fine soldier. I wish that Chukwu Abiam can give us another Onwatuegu in this very regime we're embarking upon. Of course, there will be many Ifajunas. We know that for sure. And we are prepared for them. But we want many Onwatuegu. He is the most gallant, in my opinion, should have been the most decorated Biafran soldier of all time. And you know what? How his surname sounds. Onwatuegu. He fought gallantly for his country, not minding what will come afterwards. How many of you remember him in your prayers? How many of you? That is why nobody serves you, because you don't deserve it. You don't know what it means for somebody to lay down their lives for you. You are ungrateful. If a leader knows that if I die for these people, they are ungrateful. They will remember me. Why would they want to die for you? There is no gain there now, dying for people who will never be grateful. That is why you must change your attitude. Your cynicism is too old. The trick is too old. Onye chore gbosebu mwaka ebiri ya na egwe egwure egwu si na arori anya. So if you look at yourself, you're fathered by Hausa Fulani. If you look around, there's nothing. You say, oh, they will eat my money, and you run away. Anybody can say that? Anybody can say that? That is something you must understand. Something you must understand and value and appreciate. That those of them that serve you, you can see that what they have been doing since is not out of stupidity. That they know what they're doing. When they come to you to preach the gospel of Biafra, when they disturb you every day, I say, come to Biafra. The same way you are in Dubai, you do think you're alone. We are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. We are in Thailand. We are in China. We are in Japan. We are in Indonesia. We are in Australia. We have a presence in New Zealand. We are in Botswana. We are in Angola. We are in Democratic Republic of Congo. We are in Senegal. We are in Ivory Coast. We are in Benin Republic. We are in Togo. We are in the zoo. We are in Gabon. We are in South Africa. My goodness me. You think it's only you? I want us also in Uwana. That is why we are growing a very formidable family. Out of that, we only need 100 men. God is my witness. 100! And the door is closed. Hardcore! 100. So you will talk about us forever and ever. Some of you coming and talking, oh, can you hear me? You run away. The day you die, if you're lucky, one or two people may even remember to say, oh, he has a shop, that place, that man with shop there. But you see the way that we sing the praise of Onwatuegu. Is he not dead? we sing the praise every blessed day, wherever he is. Is Mbakwe not dead? Michael Okpara dead, yes? Akan Ibiam dead. And of course, the very great thinker himself, Mazen Bono Jike, the finest thinker of all time. The most intelligent Igbo man that ever lived. Mazen Bono Jike, brain. Philosophy, second to none. An original thinker. Go and study him, you will know. The finest ever produced. He's dead, but we still remember him. These were men that served you. By their work, you will know them. You don't need pictures or somebody trying to cajole you. Nnamdi Azikiwe was brilliant. But he used his brilliance to serve Nigeria. Do we remember him? No. Nobody maintains his tomb where he's lying. Nobody wants to know who he is. The man was a disgrace to our people. All that intelligence, all that brilliance. He wanted one Nigeria. Mbono Jike told him, this one Nigeria will kill us. So he said no. And one Nigeria killed us. To the extent whereby sometimes we receive insult from people because we want to save them. Now, do you see why Igbo politicians run to Hausa Fulani people? Do you see the reason why they run to them? You are the cause of it. Your cynicism borders on self-destruction. Self-destructive cynicism. At the end of the day, you end up abroad doing nothing, begging to go home. All that sense you were doing came to zero. We used to see Hausa man with small radio. Because they know that if they want to mobilize their people, they need to go through BBC Hausa service. Simple. One announcement and they go back home. In Hausa language. But you, to mobilize you, I have to send you text message. I have to send WhatsApp, BlackBerry, everything. Until we said no, you cannot collect these people together until they hear the same message at the same time. That's the key. The same way you are assembling here, all over the world we meet. In the same number. If not greater in some places. Because we want to restore Biafra. That you may go home. If you know where we can get weapons, you tell us we can take it. That's what we are asking for. Show us the place we can take it now. The funds we are asking for is to buy weapons to feed our army and sustain them. That's all. Is there any reason why, if they call the next meeting, all of you will not come? Who wouldn't come during the next meeting? Abokuazona, Dubai, who wouldn't come here? Who will not come to the next meeting, Kancharema? You tell us why, then we factor it in. Anybody here who wouldn't come? How about I'm on it? Is there anybody here that would not come to the next meeting of Biafrans, especially the ones here in Dubai? Exactly. Unless you're fathered by Hausa Fulani people. If you want to know if your mother has been unfaithful to your father, go through your siblings and ask them about Biafra. Anyone that is hostile, go and ask your mother very well. She will tell you the truth. For you to be hostile to Biafra means your father was not Biafran. Impossible. If your father is genuine Biafran, then you must be Biafran. As simple as that. After all, you come from autonomous communities. Is that not correct? So why did he become autonomous then? Eh? To do what? You wanted to be free from your own flesh and blood. Yet you want to remain in one Nigeria. That is the worst contradiction of this kind I've ever seen before. We must come to a close in these proceedings today because we've gone past our time. Once again, I thank each and every one of you for coming. All of you, one after the other. Both those who couldn't handle standing anymore and had to go. I thank all of you. Frankly speaking, here in Dubai, you have made Biafra proud. Very, very proud. All over the world, people are writing to me, they are jubilating. That they never knew that Dubai could be this strong. They never knew. Everybody is trying to copy the template of Dubai. When they spoke here, they made sense. People spoke. When sometimes when you're talking, you think people don't read meaning into what you're saying. When you speak with passion about your country, people are listening and absorbing it. That's why our enemies are afraid. They're afraid of you. Your fathers fought the whole world for 3 years. Not Hausa Fulani, the whole world for 3 years. Imagine what you can do now. You can fight the entire universe, all the planets known to man, for longer. Because this time around we come in peace, but behind us comes hell. We bring hell with us. If Biafra doesn't come, I swear to God Almighty, everything will die. We will commence a war that will never end until everything is dead. That is why we recruit only fanatics. We don't want people who are normal. We want people who are as mad as I am. This is okay. If we take the hatred we have in us into battle, we'll fight that battle till the world comes to an end. So you understand. Go and tell your children. Go and tell your wives and your partners that unless we have Biafra, everything will be dead. Everybody will die. I assure you that before God and before man, I swear it with my life. I will thank you once again. You will come back. Are we meeting here tomorrow? Where are we meeting? Or is it in a stadium? And I got stadium, eh? We'll arrange and let them know. You have done us proud. I think all of you deserve a round of applause, I believe. For your efforts today, we are proud of you. From this night, the world changes. That Malaysia now has a very credible challenger. Very credible. Since I've been moving around, this is the only place I have ever found people capable of challenging Malaysia. Only here in Dubai. This Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on radio, Biafra is where we worship every day noon, every day morning, every day evening. Because anytime you go out to preach the word Biafra, you are offering praise and thanks to Chukwu Abiama, the Lord of hosts. That is why he will always bless, keep, nurture, sustain, and preserve each and every one of you and your families, both here and in the sacred land of Biafra. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama, this same God, this same creator of the heavens and the earth, will bless the only thing important to us, and that thing is Biafra. Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much, and good night to all of you, wherever you are.